Showtime, start time. Yeah, it's the www.caribbeanradioshow.com. We got it good to go. Dr. F, let them know so the girls them love it nice and mellow. South of show. Hey, you live the life you love. You love the life you live. Any music you want, Dr. F will give. Ooh-wee. Greetings, Dr. F bring. From Jah to all ragamuffins who rock it and swing. Greetings, Dr. F bring, bring. From Jah about ya to all Caribbean lovers, ooh-wee. For all the diamonds and the money and pearls, Dr. F, you keep playing reggae around the world. No matter what the price, when music is nice, hold your little string and rub it tonight. Whoa, greetings, Dr. F bring, from Jah to all ragamuffins, ooh-wee. Greetings, Dr. F bring, bring, from Jah to all ragamuffins, ooh-wee. Yes, most definitely we got it like that. It's www.caribbeanradioshow with Dr. F. Time for the show, the girls still love it so. Keep it nice and mellow. Yeah, this is our friend representing, big up yourself, Dr. F. Give it to them, said please.
Fear no evil. Love no evil. For a little bit of pain. Introducing myself. Introducing myself. Please try to get it. Introducing myself. Introducing myself. Ignorant but better. Peace. With the Lord himself. He's worth a man's bell. And for a year, she likes it. Introducing myself, introducing myself. Music calling, introducing myself, introducing myself. Music calling, I was the light fire. When my whole life was early the night, I'll leave a light.
So big love and good evening to all of you hanging out here with me. That was the sound of Mr. Lee Scratchberry, the king himself of dub music. I want to say big love and good evening to all of you out there, wherever you are in the universe. Yes, I said universe. I am going to be welcoming you to the epic show of all time. I think this is the all-time epic show. I want to say big love to all of the folks who are in the room all about. I want to say a big shout out to Jamaica. I know a lot of you are in your little groups doing your little party, ready and waiting for the show. I want to say big love to all of you who are in the chat room, all of the chat rooms. I want to say big love to Costa Rica, big love to Texas, big love to all of Europe, big love to Jamaica, and just about everywhere else in the universe. I want to say big love to all of you who are in the BTR chat room. And just to inform you, just in case we really get over, this got overwhelmed a little bit on the BTR platform, please go on to www.crsradio.com. That's www.crsradio.com. I want to also welcome all of the other platforms that are joining us this evening, streaming this epic show live this evening. I want to welcome you, and I'm going to be calling your names in a little bit. Mr. Iraman, Mr. Rilla Brown, the big man himself, want to welcome you. All smiles back there. I know you plan to take Granny out of the closet and take her with you today. you got to keep her quiet, because I know when she hears Lee Scratch, she is going to be in an uproar. The man we're going to be introducing today is none other than Mr. Lee Scratch Perry. You may know him as a disc jockey, depends on which area you're from. He's also a producer, astute businessman, a songwriter, a singer. And I want to say, when we think of reggae music, the foundation, part of this epic music, you cannot not make that name, Lee Scratch Perry, synonymous with reggae music. Dub music is his creation. I say that, and you know that is true. His ability to create out-of-the-box music that we now come to hear, the different genre of music that we are now, came out of the brainchild, the studios of Mr. Lee Scratch Perry. Lee Scratch Perry has worked with some of the great in the music business. Build the sounds of the Bob Marley sounds, the Junior Biles, the Max Romeo, the Eftones, Gregory Isaac, Junior Marvin, just about any musician in a particular era who did not get a touch of Lee Scratch Perry. I'm not sure where you were, but here is a man that sometimes we ourselves don't really put our palms together and really acknowledge the great legacy of some of our musicians, of some of our people. This show this evening is going to be is an honor. I'm taking this opportunity to honor a man that brought some of the greatest music when I was growing up and still is. We're seeing a lot of the effects, the secondary, tertiary effects of what Lee Scratch Perry represent. How is creativity? We are now enjoying part of that. And today, we come together at this epic moment, and I think this is epic moment, to archive the voice and experience like you have never heard it before, Mr. Lee Scratch Perry. I know a lot of you are going to want to say hi wherever you are, encouraging you to call in. Keep your question a little bit short because we have a lot to go through, although we have 3 hours ahead of us. The number is 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. You can pick us up on iTunes Radio. And you can pick it up. You can pick us up on TuneIn Radio. We have about two chat rooms available. CaribbeanRadioShow.com, and you can click on that and enter into the chat room over there. We have on www.crsradio.com. Another chat room is open. There are hundreds and hundreds of links out on FBook and on browsers and where. Whatever you think that you can put in, we got a link out there for you. Sit back and really, we're out for a rocking time. Lee Scratch says, this is the happy party. And we're going to be trying to join him right now from Switzerland, where he's going to be joining us right now. We hope that we'll be able to make a great connection. So here we go. We're going to be joining the man of the hour, Mr. Lee Scratch Perry. Let's see if we can get it on right now. Going into Switzerland live, the king himself, the king of dub, the all-time, I would say, the godfather, the grandfather, the creator of dub, Mr. Lee Scratch Perry. Honor and respect, Mr. Perry. Good evening.
Hi, how are you, darling? How are you, all right?
Movie to the Russian Beat Boys. Yeah.
Try and make sure you turn down all of the audio to the show so we can hear you clearly.
I'm trying to get you clear.
Okay. Are we just trying to get all our mics together here? Of course, folks, you have to bear with us a bit. We are carrying this live from Switzerland, so we're just trying to get everything perfect and well for you. Good evening, Scratch, and welcome into the world listening in to this epic show, as you call it, the Happiness Party. Welcome into the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, and all of the networks that are tuning to us right now. I present to you Lee Scratch Perry. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
The entire world is listening for you, Scratch, as I am privileged and honored to be here in your presence. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us.
Well, of course, this is wonderful. It's a pleasure to talk to the people of this world through the mighty Enki in AD, BC, before anything was here but animals and trees.
Uh-huh.
I'm speaking from the government AD, BC, before Christ was on earth. I'm talking about black supremacy, imperial family, king souls of Gardini, Genie, about the children of dust and ashes. Ha, ha, ha.
I like that. And, of course, the man who believes in the virtue of the rock stone. We welcome you, sir. Thank you so much. Scratch, I mean, you know, when we talk about mysterious and mystique, that is a word synonymous with Lee Scratch Perry. talk to us a little bit about your vantage point. I mean, how do you see this epic word, those wonderful things that you talk so eloquently about?
You're talking to Mr. Perry.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Perry had a dream. And when I discover what is dream, dream is life. So my dream is life over death. And my dream is good over evil. And my dream is present AD, Enki, theocracy, BC, government, black supremacy, imperial family, King Solomon, with the soul of God and the soul of man, the children of ashes and dust.
I hear you. Now, all of that supremacy and, you know, this esoterical stuff came into the musical realm. Bring us into your musical realm now, because we look at you, and I personally look at you, growing up with you, growing up and hear some of the great musicians that you have helped to formulate their sound. And we're going to be talking about the Lee Scratch Perry sound in detail. But tell us about how this musical thing come into this cosmos of yours.
Well, I write Jaliv, and this is the first time I have the reason to tell people that I am Ja.
Okay.
I am Ja Perry, King Tone, Bag of Fire, I Tone, Sir. Cigarette is evil, don't smoke it. You can smoke marijuana, the ancient King Solomon, the wisdom, because you're dumb, you cannot speak. Wheezy, ganja, you can smoke wheezy and feel high, but don't smoke too much wheezy and smoke out your brain.
So you believe in moderation of the wizzy-wizzy?
Wizzy-wizzy.
All right.
That's the ganja.
Right. And do you think, when we talk about reggae music, what part does the wizzy-wizzy play in getting good vibration for the reggae music?
Well, wizzy-wizzy is the art and the craft. We smoke a good amount and not too much. And then he tell us from dreamland what to say in the studio.
Uh-huh.
To make the beat. So we'll start to learn that human being could not be here unless, because of pum pum, human being could be here. So we use the pum pum as the bass.
Okay, so, but a lot of time, let's talk a little bit about that, because that's a serious matter there, Lee. We in our music, I think that the pum-pum is so disrespectful right now in the kind of a sound, lyrical sound that's coming out of Jamaica. What do you think about that?
Because they don't have any mother, and they don't have any godmother to show them that pum-pum is the creator that brings children to this planet. If it's not the woman pum pum, it will be the animal pum pum. Because a young one cannot be the real pum pum. So the pum pum is the base, the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a woman with a sexy pum pum, you'll reach the top. Because the woman is the pum pum. So we take the bass to play pum pum, tum tum, pum pum, pum pum, pum pum, pum pum, the tum to tum, pum pum, pum pum. Boom, 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 boom. Pop go the weasel.
Wow.
So we do that with ganja marijuana.
Uh-huh.
So he said, don't mix me with the cigarette. If you mix me with the cigarette, you're going to mix up my energy. I will destroy most of the people who mix energy.
Wow.
That's what the King Solomon said.
Wow, wow. So you, we have to take this more as a religious thing, and it's not something that we just get out there and just do as, you know, recklessly like that.
It's imperial. It's higher than a rich and higher than a rich. It's a nignum vitae.
Mm-hmm.
Caput hell and caput high society. For righteousness exalts a nation, but unrighteousness and holiness is a destruction to any people. Ungodliness and righteousness and holiness, it is towards a destruction to every people and all people.
Mm-hmm. You think this is why our society is just going through an upheaval right now? Because we really not understanding ourselves and our people?
In Jamaica, we have too much jah.
Too much jah?
Too much jah.
Okay.
So, and if we ask one of the jah to tell me what is life, the jah can't tell you what is life, but they can tell what is dead. Kill him because of grudge. The manager in Jamaica defending grudge.
Mm-hmm.
So they form a thing in grudgement against the Almighty God judgment.
Okay.
You're supposed to have only one judgment to man.
Mm-hmm.
Not grudgement. Grudgement called jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
To kill judgment, then you have to kill jealousy spiritually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
So get rid of the cigarette and we'll be together. Don't smoke any cigarette and make music, because it will live and kill some people, shoot some people, because cigarette is totally evil.
Wow, wow. But do you think also, Scratch, if we have more reverence to the pom-pom, we will be able to find more peace?
We'll find the key. A puff gang.
Uh-huh.
If gang repent, we'll find the key. I know that we can. We don't want to have no tough gang or no puff gang and no gangster, no gangster. But we need righteousness to keep us mind, soul, body, and mind together. And soul is the power. But you can not eat the head, but not is not the power. Soul is the power. Soul fire.
The soul fire.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the puff gong and the tough gong and the gong and all of that in a little bit, because I know that is an integral part of, you know, as a matter of fact, you're intertwined somewhere in that toughness and that gongness right there. So we definitely want to talk about that. But tell me, how did you start out into this music business?
Well, there was a thing, and a man was here named John the Baptist, and I believe in the word himself. Himself come to baptize, and if you're not baptized by the water, you won't reach heaven, because water is the power, the main power. Water is cleansiness, water is life, and fire is destruction. So if you don't baptize by what John the Baptist say, you don't repent and what John the Baptist say, you can sure know that you're going to hell without any argument.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't baptize by the water is the savior and the life giver, they don't have no other way to go but straight to hell, rather than doing rockers or crackers mm-hmm. or reggae or ska.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what you're trying to tell me, in the musical realm, in the musical world, you have to be baptized. Okay.
Strong like me, have to baptize.
Okay.
Then the water will tell you everything that is good from right.
All right.
And the water never wrong, the water always right. The water represents God, and the water is perfect. And the water cannot make mistake, and the water don't make mistake. The water only make experiment to find out who is good enough to be protected by the water. So my music is different from the rest of the music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My music is created to me by water. My name is Rain for you, Perry. Rain.
Rain, okay.
Otherwise, you'd call me Rainwater, Seawater, River Water, our rain was. I mean, God rain it forever.
Wow. I see. Oh, definitely, man. And we're talking to the man we call the king, the dub master himself, Mr. Lee Scratch Perry. Live, he's joining us live in our virtual studio from Switzerland, and we want to put our palms together, thanking him so much for really giving us this audience. Want to also thank Mr. Rulli Brown Network, 25th Century Media, Reggae Nostalgia, Drive Time Radio, Rock the Box Radio, The Flavor Radio, One Harmony Radio, Ustream MTV, RBN, TuneIn, and Paramount. All of these radios are joining us and are streaming us right now. I want to thank them for really joining us and welcoming you on this very epic moment, historic, I call it, Lee Scratch. Talk to me, when you started years ago in the music, I know you were baptized by the water and you got your kind of inspiration, or where did you get this inspiration and when did it come to you?
Well, I copy John the Baptist and I copy repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was doing things that I shouldn't do. I was smoking a lot of cigarettes, drinking a lot of wine and drinking alcohol. And the spirit come back and said to me, repent.
Mm-hmm.
So I repent and burn down the ark of the covenant, the black studio, because I was a lot of smoking cigarettes and over smoking and rum drinking. Red Label Eyes was our favorite. So then the spirit tell me to repent. So I repent and burn down the studio.
So is that a part, and we're going to definitely go to talking about Black Heart Studio. You're talking about your studio that you made, that you burn it down. Is that a burn to cleanse yourself and also to repent?
Well, if I did not burn down the studio, the artists, them who that was supposed to die, they would not die. They would still be here tormenting my ears.
Oh, so when the Black Heart Studio was up, you usually get a lot of tormenting things in your ears?
Oh, I have to feed too much trouble, too much trege, too much beggar, too much reggae, too much negge and too much tege, too much dead and too much dread. I have to feed too much people. It was like a car crusade from one corner to the other corner. And everybody don't come to give thanks. They come to beg.
Ah, I like this, Scratch. Because you were this man in the community where people probably look at and have as having something, or have, you know, having a little car, your own studio. You're saying that everybody usually just come and just beg you, and that's
because I'm copying Jesus in that time. In that time, I was copying Jesus Christ. Do all good as you can to all the people you can. Then I look at the amount of people who come to for me to do good for them. And we don't stop. We don't end up not having anything left.
So then they just want to drain your dry nose, Scratch. That's what they was hoping to do.
Well, I would say them, hello to my friends out there. I know you are in your inmates of the prison, the sentence of hell and earth, which are the prison for human beings. But I wish them all could come together and understand that Ra himself is his God, near Rastafari. So I pray to Rastafari to find out how to get out of these beggars and how to get away from these Rastafari. And say, don't tell them that my real name is Rastafari, but they keep on calling me Rastafari. And that's what I'm going to do to them.
Okay.
So along the studio, I run away to England, London, and now I'm in Switzerland.
Okay, so you had to run away. First of all, you burned the studio. You were emulating Jesus. Give to the poor and the weak. And then it's like that was a burden to you afterwards, because everybody was just taking. Nobody was giving.
It was bigger than burden. It was a distress. destruction. It was a total confusion, a total, it has become a total evil. I could see the evil in the vampire's eyes who come in, and let them don't get me what I have in mind to do. So God said, Rastafari said, you better make it burn this tree down and get out of here before they eat us alive.
At what point did that vision come to you? At what point did that vision come to you?
When I want to see God, I go to bed, close my eye, I sleep. And he wake, when he come, the body, my body will be there and take the spirit out, my soul and my spirit out of my goodie. God don't have any body. And if God tell me something that I never know was possible. He said, nothing is impossible.
Okay.
So he cheered me up. And I, after he cheered me up, he would turn me back to my goodie, which is called body.
Okay. I see what you mean. So you were kind of floated out of your body. And then when you return back to your body, is that the time you start to put one and one together and say, boy, these people are too much of a vampire. You're going to have to run away from them? Or at what point?
That is it. But remember, I don't have anybody like the rest of people. Okay. I have goody.
Oh, you have goody?
I don't have body. The rest of people have body. I have goody. So when I return to my goody, I start to put good over evil. I said, the only way to get you that has this vampire is to run away.
But Lee, the people never depend on you. Now, first of all, the people
depend on me. I am the Jesus. Why do you think Jesus stay away so long and don't come back? Waiting my name, that's why I don't come.
What?
And God wants to come back. God said, the way this vampire hungry, the only way I can come is a ball of fire and burn them all out. Mm-hmm. I can't get rid of them. That's a God plan.
I real vibes you up down there right now, you know, because really, Jesus will take too long.
He's large. He is very massive. If the vampire was here, but a man, the mighty prophet near Obadiah, that's the only one in the book. He sent us here to cast the vampires them on fire and burn them out. Burn out them hearts. And drive a stake through them chests, right through the heart, with these heartbeats of music that I play, pum, 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 tum, 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 chicky, chicky, chick, cheng, 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 peng, 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 aruku, bang, skeng, skeng, skeng.
Oh, Lee, let me tell you something. I don't know, but I know, I personally think, and maybe you may disagree with me, because I know you had to be fighting with the vampires and all of that stuff, and you have to seek life first. But when I listen to you, the pum pum, checka cheng cheng, and all of those kind of stuff, I feel like burning down the Black Ox studio, although you had to run for life, we lost a lot of the great music that you started out creating.
Well, the Ark, when I call it Ark, that's really, really Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to make it black, because I didn't love black people to my heart that much, that when I found out the truth, white people love me more. That's why people make me big and big me up. I can tell you really the truth that black, white people know that I am the mighty Thor,
mm-hmm.
the thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And white people know that I am the God of thunder. White people know that I am the God of the LSD money. And white people know that I am the God of life and the God of death. So they big me up more. Even though I should just call it Noah Ark. But I didn't want to help my black people. I call it Black Ark. So you answer what happened?
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to everything, the white people love me more. Me don't know why they love me more, because maybe them learn easier and understand the facts of life easier.
Okay. So you're saying that you were defending your folks, your black people, but it seems like them never understand and they came up against you. Were they against you? And then you find that white folks seem to understand you better and they give you the love and treated you.
And the respect.
And respect.
Total respect.
Okay. Okay.
White people listen to me and don't know talk when I'm talking. Okay. And they don't laugh when I'm talking unless me tell them something that them can laugh and couldn't control the laughing anymore.
Okay.
And they're not in competition with me.
Okay.
But those unbaptized rebels and those unbaptized devils and unbaptized devil, unbaptized devil and unbaptized devil, they are always in competition. With that. They may hate Selassie because Selassie don't teach them because they don't have no education spiritually. And think about the education. You can't educate anything, you have to levitate it. So let's not talk about the education. Let's only talk about levitation and levitation. And that is mothers want to teach them, but they don't know that.
Okay, because, I mean, do you, tell me how you feel, because I'm thinking that you're talking about a group of people while you were working, because in this industry, this music industry, a lot of it is not exactly how we see it come out in the music we sing.
I love Puff Gang so much, that really love Puff Gang.
Mm-hmm.
And if Puff Gang didn't love me like how me love Puff Gang, they would not be puffing away like that. They would be still here to teach the people what me teach them. But Puff Gang wants everything, and now Puff Gang wants everything, and then Enlil didn't want everything. Enlil is my brother.
Okay.
Enlil and he's so jealous of me because what me having don't have. Me have education from the root. Because me believe in the root, me plant ganja, and ganja grow. And ganja was on my grandfather's grave, King Solomon. My real father is Neptune.
Neptune?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He make tune.
Mm-hmm.
He make tune. He slip tune. He cancel tunes. He's Neptune.
Uh-huh.
And Lil was so jealous that he killed himself.
Wow.
And then he killed himself and him gang puff.
And him gang puff. All right.
Gang was too tough.
The gang was too tough.
Yeah, said puff.
All right. I know, you know, in reading your story and just listening to you, that this affection you had for Puff Gang.
Not Tough Gang anymore. Puff Gang.
Puff Gang.
Smoking gang.
I mean, you had really put a lot of your energy in creating the sound for Puff Gang.
Yeah, the wife called it the stick. The sticky. He makes the rhythm sticky. And after they get with them, forget that is me. It's sticky rhythm. That's why they puff get puff. Puff Gang, Tough Gang, Nuff Gang, Hard Gang, Tough Gang, Rough Gang, Dread Gang. Then if I end up being Dead Gang later, and then I repent.
And you say the water is the way that they have to repent.
But if water don't care, if you don't be able to flood the outer and kill you to fire. If the water don't flood them out, the water will give them to fire.
Okay.
Fire don't have no mercy. Fire don't even have no feeling. Fire have no feeling. Fire have no mercy, and fire just take order from water. From water can hold fire. Mm-hmm. And fire no want water to hold fire lamp. So fire will be water, and water to hold fire lamp. Mm-hmm. I have been cramp and paralyzed, some of them, something like that.
But in doing, in kind of a puffing out gong, or you know, with all of that, and I hope folks are really understanding this conversation, because this is a very deep conversation here. And if you understand what we're trying to get at here, or what Scratch is trying to get at, I hope you're really getting what this is all about. I'll try to do my own interpretation as much as I possibly can, but. Do you think that because of this disrespect and this jealousy,
yes.
A lot of what you would have brought to the table got cut off?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because of jealousy. Me come from country, and that is the problem. Everything come from country, it will be big okay. When me a little country boy, what me know about Nyabringi, what me know about dreadlocks, I mean I have no locks. Me not wearing any locks. Me not have no locks. I mean, come from country. What me know about locks, or what me know about nail being, what me know about natty dread. Mm-hmm. And me is not the one, because me not have a long locks.
So you're saying that a lot of folks who have the long locks and the dread locks and the natty dread, them not really know where the countryman know. I mean, the countryman is...
But the countrymen are present life in a present in deadlocks.
Mm-hmm.
Not dead buck or dead cock or dead this or dead that. The mm-hmm. countryman present in life, soul. The countryman believe in soul. God make man and man make him a living soul. And look more than locks and forget them halves. And so to be soul. No laughing, that's the truth I talk. The judgment I talk, no. Because judgment come to conquer judgment, and judgment must go down, and judgment must come up.
Of course. Everybody have to have them judgment sometime, one way or the other. Talk to me about music while you were creating music, because if nothing else, you were. Responsible, single-handedly responsible of creating dub.
Definitely. By the power of rain.
Mm-hmm.
The power of rain, my brain. Mm-hmm. Rain water, river water, sea water, and baptism of water and baptism of fire. I have no fear. I don't have no long hair. I don't have no locks. I don't have no dread. I am pure.
And so this is how you are getting the inspiration?
I get it just like this. It's written in my program in my head that anytime we start to relax, I'm going to lose my power.
What?
So I decide not to lose my power and decide not to be in any locks.
I want to know how you start to do music.
She hear me. Me don't want you to talk to me because you don't have no sense neither. Me tell her a long time that water is make everything possible. Water give me the power. Water is the answer. Well, my music is water, rain water. Thunder and lightning, hailstone, brimstone and fire, flood, earthquake and hurricane, and tidal wave and famine from the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm. So water going to cleanse out all of them impurity and all of them bad mind and disrespect, and the truth just shall stand up if them can survive that water.
You don't feel after water can do it, because water do it already and water do it again.
Oh, okay.
Water can flood out that water and them over to fire who have no feelings.
Wow. Hey, Scratch, you really have said something here, you know. You really have said some things. I hope the folks them can really understand where you're coming from. Now, when did you start Black Hawk Studio?
Well, after me was with Captain for many years, and he never knew that I was an angel. He said, me can't sing. And then me decided, say, all right, me vex about it and call myself the upsetter. I say, I want to upset them and show them something. And me build, me say, well, what? Me don't want no studio, me want an ark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me says, well, it's preacher to build a thing, call it ark. But he never tell me to call it Black Ark. And me was saying for black people and call it Black Ark. He said, you know, an ark. So maybe for one, two, we might get a little flag in to change it from Noah Ark to Black Ark.
So what? Tell me about the flagging that you got now. What happened? Why you say you got a little flagging?
Well, Chris Blackwell, Chris Whitewell, and Puff Gang, then take away the music and sell it out to some people that was coming and falling in Motown. And then the name Motown anymore, then name Universal Studio. Oh. And after them sell it out and some get a lot of money and hush hush and nothing. Then kill it, pay, stop, get rid of it. Them say them get rid of it. But they don't get rid of it. It's not easy to get rid of water. And it's not easy to get rid of fire. And it's not easy to get rid of hailstone, brimstone, earthquake, whirlwind and tidal wave, and heat wave.
Wow.
Sunlight and sun ray, moonlight and starlight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to get rid of the element of the orbit, space galaxy, cloud nine.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that things was going okay until things got sold out to other people?
Yeah.
Okay.
To sabotage it. Phone was flopped and they didn't have any way to go and sell themselves. Stevie Wonder like a little innocent chicken to Jamaica to find out what goes on. And then find out how strong it was. And think to destroy it would be the best way. Bite out and kill it. Because it's too dangerous.
Oh, so you're thinking at that time the music was so powerful.
Yeah.
That it would be a threat to these folks. So they came and bite out and they can destroy it.
We're trying to nail it to the cross.
Okay.
Because it's coming with something that it comes with something from the cross, through across the heart. Killing. And before it kills us, kill it. Get rid of it.
Wow.
Buy it out. Give one a lot of money and get rid of scratch. Because scratch is dangerous.
But I mean, somebody don't have any foresight because majority of the great sound that were coming out of Jamaica at that time, scratch was instrumental in getting that particular sound.
Yeah, everything. Scratch is everything. Scratch is the fifth feeling. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, seeing, smelling, tasting, hearing. And the missing one is scratch, the feeling. If you don't have no feelings, then you're dead. So scratch is the life source. And anybody hates scratch, they're not to repent, then dead.
I'm dead already. But you forming, I remember you said, well, Coxon didn't understand what he had, the angel that he had.
Yes.
And you came out and you're going to upset them by forming the Upsetter. The Upsetter at that time was the formidable band in Jamaica. And as a matter of fact, in the world when it comes to reggae.
Yeah.
Who were a member of that band and how did that band get split up?
It called the Upsetter.
Yes.
It was too upsetting. It was so upsetting. And somebody get wise to find out that I am the one and I have the sound and I'm the angel, Archangel Gabriel. Raphael was with me and Uriel was with me. And the other one that was with me is the one from behind. They call him Raphael. He gets so rough that he mashed down hell and tough hell. Then tough hell become a gang.
Okay.
They will give tough hell a little power to find what tough hell would do. They will find what tough hell would sell out.
Okay. But you created that sound for the tough hell, tough gang.
Yeah.
You were responsible. As a matter of fact, you were supposed to be totally in control in terms of producing and managing. How did that come about that you weren't able to do that eventually?
Because he's a country boy.
Oh, so what happened? They didn't respect the country boy? They didn't
No. They want to rob the country boy to get what the country boy have. If you go for Arab poop, if you come take his mother's show to the country boy house. His mother said, me write the song, Jalif, because I know where Jalif, and Jalif was living in my house until the tough hell, a rough hell, puff hell, bring a warrior man near Abba Mandrafa. He can take out his mother's show to my house.
Wow.
When it end up, some dead and don't come back. I hope a thing happened because his mother's not dead, and his mother's not want to live no other house but my house.
So the gang, was it living in your house?
Of course, where he didn't have nowhere to go. After the Coxon fever was over, after the scare was over and the rock steady kaput, the gang didn't have nowhere to go. My house was living. They bring him back. He run away to Miami. And we go back to Miami and bring come and come and turn the road, lightning flash, rain come and everything happen. But the gang knows me, but he don't want to tell them. He can't shame him. He want to see him. Forget me not going so deep, because as you shoot up, you come out of judgment attack. God's sounds one speaking. So if you read God's sounds one and put it on your head and sleep with God's sounds one on your head, God's sounds one will talk to you like he's talking to me now.
Boy, I'm going to try that in a scratch.
That walketh not in the country of the ungodlies, that standeth in the ways of sinners, that sit in the seat of the scornful, but is delight in the true and living God. So you put it on your bed, and me talk to you too.
Well, we're gonna definitely do that. One of your attributes, I mean, you have done so much for the music, but as you're one of master engineer, I mean,
everything. I'm all in one. I'm all combined. I'm three in one. I'm everything. I'm good and I'm bad. But I choose good over evil. I am negative and I'm positive. I choose positive over my negative.
Scratch, when you get, you know, I was told by the great Mr. Barry Biggs saying that you are able to get sound out of equipment that the manufacturers never knew that exists in their own equipment that they make. How could you do such a thing?
Well, it's true because the equipment I used to use in the ARC was not professional. It was homemade TIA by Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have so much fun in Japan, because I was using their equipment. They wonder how I do that, and I wonder myself how I do that. But finally, go back to the fact is water, do it.
The water.
Red water, and sea water, and river water, and the midweek. It was only the engineer.
Wow. But a lot of folks say when you're in the studio and you are voicing, with somebody voicing there, just about every sound you hear in that studio, you're able to capture it and you're aware of it.
That's the power of the sea breeze, the power of the sea sun, the power of the sea witch, and the power of the sea beach, and the power of the fishes. I'm a Piscean, I'm a fish. My father is half man and half fish, so I am also.
Wow, yeah. wow. Hey, folks, we're listening to the great, the man we call the Dub Master, the King, Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, live in our virtual studios, coming to us from Switzerland. I want to thank all of our affiliates here who have streaming the show tonight. I want to thank you guys so much for honoring this occasion and streaming the show. Want to thank Mr. Ruler Brown, the Ruler Brown Network, 25th Century Media, Reggae Nostalgia, Drive Time Radio, Rock the Box, Da Flavor Radio, One Harmony Radio, Ustream MTV, RBN, TuneIn, and the Power Month. Thank you guys for honoring this occasion and streaming this show live. And also I want to thank all of you who are listening from afar off and near for coming together on this occasion here. Honoring, and my palms together for the great work that Mr. Lee Scratch Perry has given us. There are a lot of folks who never forget the work that you have done, Scratch, and part of this evening is to honor your work.
Well, if you honor my work, you have to respect madness. Because with madness, all things are possible. Without madness, nothing is possible. With madness conquer madness. Lightning overcook darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning overcook darkness. Darkness is evil. And lightning flash overcook darkness, you know what I mean? With Scratch word and Scratch sound craft.
Mm-hmm.
With water, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
With water, nothing is possible. You cannot have a bath without water. You cannot cook without water. And you cannot live without water.
True.
Your thirst cannot be quenched without water. Then water is the all-in-one, omnipotent God. Water is the all-in-one, three-in-one God. Water is the all-combined, one-combined God. God reigns, and no one can stop God from reigning. Anyone stop God, try to stop God, they shall be killed by Enki, you overdone.
A lot of times, I've interviewed a lot of foundation people, and fondly, because they always burst out into a laugh, and they would say, Scratch is a mad genius. So,
reality.
So that is reality.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did wish before I born not to be a normal victim.
A normal victim.
Yeah. In a normal system. I wish not to have a normal system, and I did wish not to be a normal victim. Then God made me extremely mad.
So you embrace the madness because
if I didn't embrace the madness, I would not threaten politicians.
Okay.
Politicians.
You know the
other name for them. But my name for them is Politician. Then I threaten them to repent too.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, right here with us in our virtual studio, 661-467-2407. For those of you who'd like to say hi and, ask a question or two, 661-467-2407. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Mr. Lee Scratch Perry on CRSRadio.com, Caribbean Radio Show.
Talking about a sweet lips of wine, brand new single from Hula Brown on Kiff Enterprise and B-Cat Records. Available in all stores at iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, Hula Brown, The Turk and Rhapsody. Pick up a single, Lips of Wine, up on the charts. Hula Brown, Lips of Wine. You cannot afford to miss this single, Lips of Wine by Hula Brown, from his forthcoming CD, Peace and Love, 1984 to 2014. Pick up your copy today. Proceeds go towards the Palace Scholarship Program, Lips of Wine and Hula Brown. Check it out.
Yes, want to say big love to Mr. Hira Brown, Mr. Ruler Brown, for those people who really are not into what we're doing over here at CRS Radio, Caribbean Radio Show, Ruler Brown Network. Of course, www.palas1.org. 115 scholarship so far is given to some wonderful, wonderful minds in Jamaica, those young kids from high school to university. Now, Mr. Ruler Brown has put together his new CD, and part proceed is going to go to the www.palas1.org. Remember, folks, our New Year starts right about now. We're looking for sponsors. Left, right, and center, we have 100 kids that we'd like to give scholarship to this year. It is easy. If you have a company, please, you can name a company, name a scholarship off your company, your mama, your papa, your loved one, and it is as simple as that. For those who are not able to go up to a scholarship, a 10, a 20, just about anything you have. The one Coca-Cola basket is what we rely on to help those kids in Jamaica. So go to www.palas1.org. That's www.palas1.org. And when you look at those kids that has been helped so far, you will know what to do with the donate button. All right, Scratch, talk to me about Scratch, Lee Scratch Perry. How did you get that name and come back to the whole creativity? We call I call it the genius creativity of madness. How did you get the name Scratch?
God gave the name to my mother, Lee. Lee. If you put a zero to Lee, you will understand the magic. If you put L-E-E-O, that's what God tell my mother to call me, but she didn't put the zero on it, she put the Lee.
Ah, okay.
As I get along, it's go O.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when I used to have a baby aisle to rub my skin, because my skin always scratch me. Ah, no, it don't stop scratch me. I have a scratch ache.
Oh, okay.
But then I discovered later on what is scratch, that we have seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, and tasting, which is four. Then the missing one is five, feeling. So I did sing a song for a cat named Chicken Scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he don't recognize it.
Him don't recognize it yet.
No. Now, I'm dead, no one can recognize it again.
Okay.
So I'm dead, I don't know who is Scratch, and dead, I don't know the meaning of Scratch, and dead, I don't know Scratch was in this long time. Well, now I feel now in hell.
So why are you thinking in a hell? Because I never get washed with the water?
He couldn't go to heaven because he ate ganja.
Oh, okay.
No, the singers, them could smoke all the cigarettes they want in his studio. But any singer started smoking ganja, and they said, no, I come out here with that thing. Don't smoke that thing in here. So I'm 100% sure he couldn't go to heaven.
So in order for you to go to heaven, you have to get that holy communion, which is called the ganja.
Yeah, Wanja in name. People call him ganja, but he means Wanja.
Okay.
Smoke too much, it mash up your brain. So you smoke a little at a time and then tell you something, but is it one, only one jar? But I already have so much jar in Jamaica, only one jar ganja.
Okay, sir.
They want to say to the Caribbean people out there, if they want to reach anywhere, they must start to march. Release ganja. We want ganja. We want one jar. Release one jar. We want one God. We want one jar. We want one king. You want one Lord, you want one Queen, you want one Empress, and you want one Emperor. Ganja, ganja, ganja. So any country release ganja, they will get rich.
Of course. I mean, so...
One country, no one them get rich, and that country want to him alone to sell ganja, like when Peter to stop reggae music.
Wow.
Every camera have to go in the corner.
Mm-hmm. But Scratch, you know, you're of that ripe, wonderful age, and you're still all over Europe touring. I mean, I'm surprised we really get this opportunity to talk, because you're over Europe, you know, touring left, right, and center. So how are they trying to stop reggae music, though? Is it only on this side of the globe and Jamaica?
They believe that, they know that the gun is three in one, God Father, God Son, and God Holy Spirit. So they know that ganja is behind reggae music. So they want to kill reggae music and kill ganja. They don't want to kill ganja. America is for the ganja, which is the economic and the income and the asset. So all your country get poor and pay the people who run your country. You make sure that you don't sell no ganja and send some soldier to kill your ganja and send some police to burn your ganja. But anyhow, them fight ganja until ganja gets wrecked. It will be worse than what happened in the Red Sea in Egypt. And then the ganja gets wrecked. And they don't get one jar get wrecked. I want. I don't know how you don't know how you do. The ganja have fire soul, Excalibur, waiting. And Excalibur don't like to be waiting. The gringo, oh, you are the one that come to Chinese ganja, marijuana, lamb's bread. Then I shall defy you, my friend. I shall have you all beheaded until you are deaded. I laugh just like that. I will have you all beheaded until you are deaded. Ha, 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 ha. You are still there?
Yes, 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 Scratch, always. I'm here with you. Oh, definitely, definitely. talk to me. How did Black Hawk, I know you talk about Coxon after he's not believing, you know, the angel, you are there bringing all of these things. Huh?
All who hate ganja is not a part of God, they are part of the devil.
Okay.
People who fight against ganja are the devil them I work for. Are the devil tell them to do that.
Mm-hmm. So, are you at any time missed, you know, I know you, you know, when you talk about producing the music, I would want to think that's where the genius come out of you. Do you miss being in the studio, having your own studio? Do you miss that, and do you ever consider rebuilding the studio?
No, I'm not worrying about anything. I do my job that I was supposed to do, and I do my job that the Jews realize that God is black. And even the Jews know that God is black. The Pope know that God is black. So now the Archbishop know that God is black. Queen Elizabeth know that the Almighty God is black, and the royal family know that the God is black. The Council of Churches know that God is black, and the whole world know that God is black in a short time. And before them think they can stop reggae, they can't stop reggae, they can't stop ganja, and they can't stop ganja, there shall be a master explosion, and it coming from the heaven in Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
Shazam.
Shazam.
And who know Shazam will be Pazam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pazam. And turn into ashes and dust. That's where the man was. When he looked at the moon, we see ashes and dust. And no man not there anymore from Pazam.
From Pazam.
Pazam.
Okay.
And Shazam sent in Pazam.
Talk to me a little bit. This is judgment time, you know. It's judgment.
I've been a long time.
So we can talk. I know that some folks were angry with you at time, believe that you're getting all of the big load of cash from Puff Gong and Tuff Gong and all of those places.
People are waiting on me for years now around my house. I can't go to go there because Bonnie will tell them, see, I'm here, have the money, and I have the money. So all me have out is that little hut in 5 Crescent, Washington Garden. And so them can line up with me and my shit and let him because they won't get a cent from me again. Me don't do what me have to do, and God said to leave, and me leave. So I'm not worth the Jamaica anything unless them repent.
Oh, so they might still have a chance to get a little something from you.
Well, you have to ask near your gate, near your iron gate.
Okay.
Near your iron gate. Music Melchizedek will tell them the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
What I create on BBC Radio in London, England, Great Britain. That's why we know white people love me and respect me. So the black one had to love me, that he loved me like how the white people love me. And then, otherwise, me hand them all hand over the black people to MTV, who won't reach anywhere.
Okay, okay. Now, let's step back a little bit. Do you think that you're misunderstood by your black people? Or is just...
100% sure. 100% sure. 100% sure. Not 95%, 100% sure.
How does that make you feel? Because I know your heart and your soul.
I feel bad. It happened once, it happened twice.
Mm-hmm.
Me... Black and me white, I mean in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I mean them I fight against. So we'll be anti the Antichrist. Me black and me is white.
Mm-hmm.
One time he was a blonde and I was start to be a blonde again.
Oh, you was a blonde one time. Yeah, but I know that you have a lot of mystery way of, you know, not disguising yourself, bringing out another side of you. So you were blonde and you're, this time you're going, and you were red at one time too as well.
I'm going to blonde again. I'm white, black, and I'm white.
Okay.
The only thing we can't change is my blood, and my blood is red. I'm pink. I'm sure my blood not black. Maybe Bonnie will have blood is black. Can be the black heart, man. My heart is not black. My heart is white.
Your heart is white. Talk to me about the relationship between you and Bonnie, if you can.
He think he should be the star of the realize, and I'm going to hold him down. He should write the song, and we could hear him with the voice. But he was singing with a fast voice like a lady, like Curtis Mayfield. I mean, I was here to represent lady man, man sing like lady. Otherwise, I'm going to take Julia Merville and say, okay, we don't need you. So, there's no relationship against that. That didn't think that him should be Bob Marley. Because me and him was friends. He used to cook for me. And he couldn't see somebody go in front of him. He couldn't feel nice about it. I'm not blaming him. I'm not vexing him neither. My nerves burn. That him end up being Bonifiela.
But I mean, what?
Bonifiela. And I mean quail him. And I mean feel him and feel himself. Because my heart too black. And my heart no black. My heart white. Me black and me white. One time me was white and another time me black.
Mm-hmm. Because I know that did he work with you at Blackheart Studio?
Yeah.
And what was the relationship then?
Dreamland.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he made Dreamland, and I didn't know that he could play bass because I was playing bass on Dreamland. I didn't know he could play anything. He said, me no play instrument. Me play them with my tongue and play them from my heart. And everyone who plays for me, me tell them what to play.
Yes, yes. You know, Mr. Barry Big says you're one of the greatest engineer ever passed through Jamaica.
China can't tell you everything. China know a lot of things. And I keep quiet because I don't want to shoot him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think it's that dangerous for you to speak the truth?
You can ask China and me tell everything. What me have to listen in China will tell you. Me no use no musician what come in his idea. He must play what me tell him to play. Otherwise he'll get no play get rip off.
Somebody said, and I don't know how true it is, that one time he bring a cow in the studio. Is that true?
Bring what?
Bring a cow in the studio.
Yeah. Mom. Mo.
Why, Scratch, a beautiful sound that, you know.
Yeah, one of the ones where...
Yeah, I see your ghost thing. I want to hear the video.
And then I go... A thousand,
that.
Yeah. I go... Oh, that's the elephant.
I, You are the man who brought about dub, and that is the ultimate. I remember dub side. Some of the dub sides of a record in Jamaica were so much sweeter than even the A side of the record. When those gave the musician or the players of instrument the opportunity to showcase their talent, how did you come about creating a dub song? What was the inspiration for that?
I am the water and I am the blood. Mm-hmm. I am the earth and I am the mud. I am the flood and I am the dub. And I am the elephant. Oh! And I am the Tarzan. And I'm the cow, meh. And I'm the goat, meh. And I'm the sheep, meh. I can't do anything.
So, hence you leave a legacy of dub music. I mean, a lot of that, we don't see much of our B-side, the A-side on records. Of course, now we don't have the vinyl coming back, but that seems to be coming back, especially in Europe. I mean, is there any opportunity for us to get some, later on, get some of this creation from you in any way?
We can make an arrangement with me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then she will give you the location, and then you can set up the thing as you want. I can't do business. I cannot mix, but I can assist it and support it. Mm-hmm. If you have it set up with a company, with me, and for the moment, my wife have things, what she have planned for the future, I think, no problem. I don't think any problem.
Mm-hmm. Talking about having plan, I know that, maybe we'll get an opportunity to talk to your wife, maybe, or you'll be able to tell us a little bit more. You are doing or trying to build a community in Jamaica. Are you able to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, my wife can talk to you a little about it. I am the object behind it because I've gone to some people that in Jamaica that didn't get any justice, and they didn't need some... to my education. I don't want to be biased.
Mm-hmm.
So she suggests the thing, and I think it's good because she kind of have a loving heart for the Jamaican more than herself. She no love white people like she love black people. Mm-hmm. That's a fact for me. Mm-hmm. So that's their job. We will help and help support and something like that. You want to talk to her a little?
Yeah, Emma, we would love to do that. We
have an idea about this, Mary. Come right there, sir. Don't move this.
Yeah, maybe I can move.
Okay.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, we're hearing you. And, of course, folks, we're going to be listening to Mrs. Lee Scratch Perry about a foundation or a community they plan to start in Jamaica. Yeah, welcome to the show, Mary. How are you doing?
Fine. Dr. Eve.
Yeah, talk to me about...
very fine.
Talk about the project that you're envisioning for Jamaica.
We want to form a community where everything is going to be planted the clean way. Agriculture, like everything with no fertilizer. You know, you hear about those things yet.
Mm-hmm.
Paraculture is called. So everything is in harmony with the nature. And that is a thing that somebody can set up. And we have already many people offering their help when we are ready to do it. So one part will be for people who decide to live in the community for good.
Okay.
Another part will be for those who are going to come on holiday. They can help out in agriculture and help us out whatever we are doing.
Okay.
And we also plan to do seminars.
Mm-hmm.
So to build a seminar house where people are going to learn how to live happier lives,
mm-hmm.
healthier lives, how to, with all kind of different subjects, how to purify yourself and reach to a higher knowledge and accept accept and find out who you are and find out what you come to do on this planet Earth.
Okay.
So just a community with positive thinking people that want to live with love and try to treat everybody the way they want to be treated themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds like a lot of acreage of land. Can you tell us how much, what a community like that in terms of acreage, and where are you looking to build this community?
Well, we find one piece of land which is 40 acres. It has a river that has to be definitely on the land, has mountain, have trees, have everything. But because the title is not ready, I don't know how long is that going to take. We just, and you know, so many people did was interested in the idea and want to also live there and to come to help and help with seminars. So we was thinking, in the meantime, we are going to look for bigger piece of land, not far from Negril, because we stay in Negril when we are in.
So
we're gonna be there for Christmas.
The location would definitely be in Negril.
No, not in Negril, not too far.
Okay.
No, you cannot find nothing in Negril in that size, but like going direction south. But this piece of land is in Green Island, just on the edge of the community that's called Grange.
Okay.
Yes, so we will see what happens, whatever comes first, and what we don't need. Yeah, we just have to follow our heart, and it will lead us to there.
Wow, wonderful, man, wonderful. And
you know, it's very important because more and more people are going to get stressed out. More and more people are going to discover that how they has been poisoned in the USA. With the water, with fluoride, and with everything what they spray in the air, with chemtrails, and how they make them sick with all the hormones in the fast food. So they're going to realize more and more, and I'm sure many people are going to come. And Lee is going to have a little magic healing house where people can come and meet him and talk to him and paint with him and do art.
Wow, and wonderful. When I do get back to him, I talk about a lot of his artwork, that he is wearable art. I'm listening in the chat room here, and I'm getting some nice buzz. This is nice, sound very interesting and uplifting. This is beautiful. And the other question is, when do you anticipate that this project would be completed? I'm sure you're waiting on paperwork now, but and maybe you have no idea when this will come through. But how long would you take once paperwork is completed?
Okay, I think it will take about 6 months. Actually, if I could sell the house, we need to sell the house in Switzerland. We just want to sell this big house and get it off our shoulder and take that money and buy the land, and then we can buy a bigger piece of land than this 40 acre. So that is one point. If we don't get to sell it, we maybe just start with small, and when the time comes, we start with big. So we're going to come together with couple of people who are ready to decide that they want to live there and start to build together. And then it will develop. I think the latest in 1 year. Mm-hmm. And I think till everything really stands with seminar and the agriculture and the animals also, which are needed to live natural life, is going to be 3 years till it's completed. But you know what? We're going to do charity.
Mm-hmm.
And from the beginning, right now, because till we don't get settled down and everything, we're going to take already 10% from whatever we get and do it in the project. Like this time when we go to Jamaica for these 3 months, we're going to find a school or hospital and see where is the help needed the most, and going to make sure that we 10% of everything we help directly right now, And later when we have the community, we want to build our own things, where we want to help children to maybe have a lunch after the school and have somebody teach them and help them to understand what they could not learn in the school and those things.
Yeah.
Especially for poor kids and in rural area. And for example, also what is a must, have some school with a good teachers who are going to teach teenagers. You know, many teenagers come out of the school and they still cannot read and write.
Mm-hmm.
And they are ashamed to go back in that age. So we want to do that as well. Help them read and write, finish it properly and the mathematics, and give them work by us and make them being integrated in the community.
Wow. What I'm hearing from one of my heroes, Mr. Rula Brown, and I'm hoping, well, I'm not hoping, that we could also get together with the Palace Program, the www.palace1.org, started the brainchild of Mr. Rula Brown. To date, been able to give 115 scholarships to both high school and university students, which is well needed in the community. So I hope that I could interest you guys in being a participant in our scholarship program as well, because this is definitely something that would really fit well in what you're talking about. One other question is that this would be like a theme park, Rula says. Would you have to get the government's permission to make such an elaborate community?
Well, I don't. Lawyers are looking about those things. I think you would have to. Yeah, you would have to do what you have to do to have your things okay, and to don't have no problem from nobody after, and then see which system we have to. Yes, certain things maybe you have to go by their rules as long as they are sensible and acceptable. So the lawyers are going to take care of that.
Oh, the lawyers will. Well, Mary, I think this is an excellent idea. More and more of us are moving to the natural way of life, as you say, getting in touch with oneself. I see here, based on what you're talking about, and being near the Negril area, which is mainly the tourist industry, that you probably would be getting a lot of tourists that would be interested in a community like this as well.
You know, we did advertise it in April, and so many people was interested.
Wow.
I say, you know, everything happens for a reason. If we didn't get this piece of land up till now, maybe we need to look for something else.
Okay.
Whatever will happen, it will be the perfect answer. So we don't need to worry. So we're going now, we're going to check what is around. And then we're going to know what is happening by definitely about end of March.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that is, you know what is happening in this world. The human beings put himself too far away from the nature and from the source of creation. That is why everybody is unhappy and suffer and have the diseases. They don't even can't feel anymore what is wrong and what is right. So they are getting further and further away from the source of life. And the only way to come back and fix yourself and make you feel better is start to live with the nature.
I love scratch.
Hmm?
I love the feeling.
And love scratch, you say. And love scratch. So that is the idea. And then, you know, we don't want to be polluted. And we don't want to be slaved either. And we want to be left in peace, and we're not going to hurt nobody, and we don't want to get hurt too. So when you build a certain energy of light and positive feelings and love, and everybody who live there is just full of love, you know you're going to create, you are creating a paradise.
We're creating a new paradise.
You're creating a new paradise. And wait and see. From we start that, all over the world is going to spread even more and more. I know they start, a few of them, they even have something big in Mexico. They have something good in New Hampshire, how you say it?
New Hampshire.
Yeah, right. And it's going to spread more and more because people are realizing what is happening, that you're going to be slaved more and more, and you can be treated however somebody wants you to treat you, and there is no human rights sooner or later anymore.
Wow, wow.
We're in paradise, and with Scratch, all things are possible.
Of course, Scratch.
And plant a seed. So the people must know that Scratch is the number one nature. Stick with Scratch and build a new paradise in Jamaica.
Yeah, you know what? So I was going to put it on Facebook, but I can say it now too. Lee, we will be there in Jamaica investigating all these things. So because Lee loves the studio, and even here he can do some little things downstairs. But while he's in Jamaica, he would be available to do some mixing or remixing or dubs or voicing, whatever somebody wants him to do. So they can write him a message on the Facebook, on the official page, and then he will be having time to do it in Jamaica, where the energy is different and more special than in Europe, with the sea water, with the sea wind, with
I just want to correct a little part that Merrill said. I will be a pleasure for me to do the thing that the people wish me to do. Oh. Which they don't want, because I don't like the word wants.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, great, Mary, well, we here at Caribbean Radio Show will definitely, whatever we can do to offer our service in terms of making this available on air, we will certainly make this happen for you. So, Count us in. And I know my hero man, Mr. Rula Brown, you've been putting a lot of feedback in the chat room. I certainly know that he'll want to be a part of this, given the opportunity. Let me just say thank you and big up to all of the chat room. 488-1673, guest 2311, 72-1. 506 5066 Case, I want to say big up to you. Lion Eyes, big up to you. Only reggae from I'll figure where you are from again. Philip, I want to say big love to you. The Hero Man, Mr. Rula Brown, Miss Winsome Benjamin, one of a big great artists. Maybe Miss Winsome Benjamin would like to link up with the big man himself, Mr. Lee Scratchberry, and all of the network that is joining us right now. I want to acknowledge you. And big you up and thank you for making this such an occasion. Thank you all so very much for linking up with us and making this the show it has turned out to be. I know there are folks from Jamaica who are listening in. There are several groups at certain location. I want to say big up to you. I salute you. I want to say big love to Chinna Smith. I know you have a big group at home listening in there. Big up to you guys. I want to say big up to Jeep. You've been very instrumental in helping us put a lot of these artists together. I want to say Kudasai. Big up to you guys. Mr. Max Romeo. Big up to you guys. Scratchless. Big up to you. Mr. So many of you, and I maybe forget all of your name, but big up to you. You get an opportunity to call in right now, if you so wish. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. 661-467-2407. I want to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to you right now.
Talking about a sweet lips of wine. Brand new single from Hula Brown on Kiss Enterprise and B-Cat Records. Available in all stores and iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, Hula Brown Network and Rhapsody. Pick up a single, Lips of Wine, on the charts. Hula Brown, Lips of Wine. No, you cannot afford to miss this single, Lips of Wine by Hula Brown, from its forthcoming CD, Peace and Love, 1984 to 2014. Pick up your copy today. Proceeds go towards the Palace Scholarship Program, Lips of Wine and Hula Brown. Check it out.
I want to say big love and thank you, Mr. Ruler Brown. www.palas1.org. This show is brought to you today, sponsored by palas1.org. That's www.palas1.org. Remember, we have 100 scholarships to give folks this year. Please, you know how difficult that is to really get out and get moving. It's the Christmas time. It's the time for giving. Please consider one of these kids in Jamaica. Let me just take a moment to say, for those of you who have been reading the newspaper, this one young man walked to school every single day, hungry a lot of the times, but his mother and his resolve for him to do well and make sure that he really succeed, he has passed, I think, 12, get the highest grades in the CXC examination, 12 ones. Now, this young man did not have food most of the time, but it was no excuse for him not to do well. He did not have books. He did not have a rich family, just a mama who was encouraging, and he was had the resolve that he was going to do his very best. He did. There were some people who reached out to him, and through Ruler Brown and a couple of other people made this possible for him to get some food and some clothes and something. Another physician that, unbecoming physician that was sleeping under the stairways at the University of the West Indies, only, 2 months ago, Ruler Brown was able to, hustling a couple of us, we were able to get this young man a place to live. This is a doctor. A smart guy, although he was living underneath the stairs on the campus, there was a time that the police accosted him and was ready to put him in jail until he pulled out his ID and said, hey, I don't have nowhere to stay, and this is where I go to school. You know, Ruler Brown was able to get some folks together. Now he has a home, he has some books, and he has a computer. This is the power of us getting together. This is what Palace does. We were able to save 3 physicians last year again who did not have the money to go through school. Folks, I'm pleading to you, and I'm taking this moment. Our drive has just started a couple of weeks ago. Please go to the website. In honor of this occasion, www.palas1.org. Make a pledge. A couple of dollars every month. You know, we have a couple of months down the road. A $10 a month, a $20. If it's $1, we have last year, a couple of people gave $1 because that's what they wanted. But we were able to use that and gave over 60 scholarships. Total this year, for the 3 years, 115 scholarships. And when you go on the page, you will be able to see the thankfulness in some of what the feedbacks that these students have written. Please, www.palas1.org. We're here for, you're talking about, we talk Lee Scratch and his wife thinking about a new tomorrow, a rebirth of us getting ourselves and knowing who we are and building a community. This is the kind of a Jamaica that we are building, that a lot of us who are in foreign country want to go back home and pay homage to our country. And this is a part of what we do. Those who stay abroad, we still don't forget what home is. www.palas1.org PALAS1.org and make a donation. When you look at those kids' eyes on the page, you will understand what a great work Palace is doing through Mr. Ruler Brown. I want to thank you in advance for making a pledge for one of those kids coming up. Back to you. I mean, I just have to take this back to you, Mary. So, I mean, do you have a website set up where we can direct our listeners to? Anything that we can do to get our listeners more familiar with the program, although it's not off the ground as yet?
Yeah, we're just setting up the website, and some people are helping us painting the front page what Lee wants to have on the website, like his vision of the picture, how it should look. So as soon we have everything set up, I think before we go to Jamaica, it's supposed to finish. So I'm going to let you know and then, let everybody know.
All right, Mary, thank you so much. Please keep us informed, of course. You know, we'll be there for you when you need public, any radio. We'll be there for you, definitely. We'll be there for you. And thank you guys for your vision. Thank you for your vision, because this is what our country needs, and you are what our country needs, you know, to make the change.
You know, because I like black people and especially Jamaicans. And I have a special connection to Jamaica. I don't know why yet, but Jamaica is, and Jamaicans are really a special type of people. So we have to save Jamaica and make Jamaica go in the right direction.
But you have a special, a real, real special Jamaican right there in your arms, so I can understand.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Eve, so I give you back to Lee.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and then wish you all the luck and all the best.
What I want to say about that boy that you find, I think he's coming, he's an alien.
He's an alien.
The one that has the brain, take care of him.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, a gift, I think he's a gift.
Which boy?
You hear me?
Yes, Lee.
I think that one is a gift. You always find somebody out of space, not have no way like Superman, until he land on Earth. He could be a superboy, who knows?
All right. I know you have a lot of friends who are listening in, and talk to me about Irv Chinna-Smith, because you do mention him very affectionately. I mean, he, again, both of you, and as a matter of fact, let's kind of just set this back a little bit here, segue into this. You were just awarded. You were just awarded, commendation in Jamaica about 2-3 months ago, but you didn't show up. I mean, you're known not to be showing up for these awards. Why is that, Lee?
Most of the time when I have these awards, I have job in London, England, everywhere. So most of the time why I'm not showing up is not because I respect the people who are looking for me that far, because I am playing a part of the Phantom, and I really want it to end like that, but finally it don't end like that. I am being exposed, so I will be coming to Jamaica and giving thanks to the governor and the general and all the people looking out for me to put the future together, because this is really the return of paradise, and this is Lee Scratch Perry. At return of Negro, the Anarchy, from the Ark of the Covenant, Negus is a must, and I am a croaking lizard sometimes, and another time I'm blonde, another time I'm red-headed, so I want to meet the people who make me this famous and have a party. Having a party, hope you are hearty. Funky reggae party. You rebuild the punky reggae party. And we'll show that Puff Gang couldn't sell us out. I will show that Mr. Whitewell couldn't sell us out to Motown, because we are the power, and we are the Noah, and we are the Ark, and we are the Orbit, and I am the Sky.
Yeah, the sky. Well, I'm so proud of them.
Irene.
Since this is judgment against Scratch, we're going into judgment because this is what, the, you know, judgment has to come one day.
That's it. That's why God choose now. right, Dr. Eve? You're really a doctor. It's not a joke. I was wondering if you was a fake doctor. When I discovered that you're not a fake doctor, you're a real doctor.
No, fake doctor, man. Yeah.
You're putting together peach, and you're putting together God, because God is the word, God is the sound, and God is the power, and God can talk to the people who have sense, because he sent us here with the computer in our brain. We have computer in the brain.
Yes, 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 yes.
That's what happened to Jamaican. That's why we take care of them, because they have computer brain. They are the children of the future. God made them so. So we have to look after them. And we love America. And why? Because America love we. And then we will love the government when the government respect us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We love them and give them, we will even bless them when they love us. When the government love us and respect us, they will bless them and say, okay, we give a ganja to release legally and make sure that the people won't suffer anymore. They can get ganja to sell and smoke freely. Hello, China. Hello, Melchizedek. You all right?
I'm sure they're all right. And they're listening in. And they're having a big party up at China's house. And
Jesus Christ is still alive, and Jesus Christ is black, and Jesus Christ is white. So there is no comparison about one of the spirit. The Holy Spirit is white.
The Holy Spirit.
And the black spirit is tight. So we have to take care of the white spirit, because the white spirit is the cloud.
Talk to me a little bit. As I say, it's judgment time. We have a delicate judgment here. I'm going to call names straight out so the folks who are listening probably, you know, can understand a little bit or overstand a little better. Bob Marley.
Yeah.
The Gong. I know that, give me the relationship, rather than me setting this up, give me the relationship and the connection, spiritually and otherwise, with the Gong, and what happened?
The Gong is my brother.
Yes.
The thing that I can do, the Gong cannot do it. I can heal people and I can help people, but the Gong can't do that. But the Gong is a good imitator.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell him to imitate this, he's going to do it 100% perfect.
Yes.
He's a perfect imitator. So me, they love him because I know my brother, but he don't know me, he's his brother.
Okay.
One of me is Daniel and him is Natango.
Okay.
I am Daniel. I am the vision. He is not Tango. He is the puppet. I'm not sorry to say that. It's the truth. He created it like that. That people must love him because he have something to love. We did want to heal him, but if he never sell out, we would heal him and the cancer would have to go. But him sell out, so that's why the cancer has to take him.
Okay.
It's not his fault, it's temptation. Enough money make you go stupid. And when you're dead, you've discovered you make mistake. We're too late. Two can't repent in the grave. Should repent while he was alive. I love him like myself.
Wow. I know that. And I hear that passion in your voice. I mean, I know the sound that eventually becomes the Gong was a part of your vision and creation.
Yeah, he asked me, he wanted to do a label for himself. What should I call it? It worked flowers in the mouth instantly, Tough Gong.
Wow.
He said to me, how you do that? And I've been searching for all years to find a name and cannot find it. And instantly you say it.
Wow.
He had a lot of things to say. I've been never stupid. Nothing could happen to him. Not even death could control him.
Wow.
He's never stupid.
So you believe that he stepped in the wrong direction somewhere, or?
Somebody's used him.
Wow. Wow. Wow, wow. Talk to me about Peter, because Peter was a man who was very frank and really a little bit different. I mean, the Gong was a little bit more diplomatic.
Yeah. Peter clear too. I'm going to tell you like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he never hang around. It will take a long time to fight. But him pretty. He have a pretty soul, a pretty spirit, a pretty soul. He's a pretty young little giant. I love him too.
Mm-hmm.
Because him never had any current thing about him. I'll come right before you and tell you.
Wow, wow. But then a lot of people, do you think he was misunderstood though because he was so frank?
He was frank, and because he was so frank, lots of people didn't like him because mostly like police and that. But he was fighting for ganja a long time too.
Oh, yes.
He's a soldier for ganja.
Oh, yes.
I don't legalize it.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, the failure, I don't want to talk about the failure. Because the failure was created to be a failure.
Okay.
Then call him a wheeler.
Okay.
He said judgment, so we have to talk.
Yes, sir, judgment. But, I mean, Lee, when you're so frank, too, I mean, you don't feel like in any way that, you know, because, you know, the forces are listening all around. You don't feel any repercussion. They will stop by your record or they won't think you're so much of a genius anymore. And they will take away your mad status anyway.
And they can't take away my madness.
They can't?
Mm-mm.
Damn.
My madness is my scepter. The scepter of Judah. My madness. And I respect the hammer. That's world thunder. And I respect Thor himself, the god of thunder. And I respect the god of lightning. And I respect the god of rain, flood.
Mm-hmm.
And turn water into blood. That was God me deal with. Extraterrestrial, the guy who come into you, one who find on the street is an extraterrestrial. The one that never have nowhere to live.
Okay.
That's a gift, that's an extraterrestrial. Those are the things I believe in, comic. I have a comic genie and a comic being. I believe in good over evil. Although we both are good and evil. We are made out of good and evil. So we must know which side we wish to go.
Okay.
If you wish to go to evil, then you go straight to hell. To and Lil. If you wish evil, there's one near Enlil. I mean end, you know, the end. Thing with end doom.
Mm-hmm.
End Lil. That's evil. Have a wife show me because, and then me look upon the world and spell it also and say, no, it's true. Right? But, and he want to copy me because maybe discover that I'm the lily of the valley and the bright and morning star. I'm the lily of the valley, I'm the bright and morning star, and I'm the fairest of 10,000. Everybody got to know, everybody got to know, everybody got to know, everybody got to know who Jesus is and where he lives in 5 cars across Washington Garden. You all right?
Yes, man. Continuing the judgment. Continuing the judgment, Scratch.
The crooked lizard, Jehovah God said, was also an archimist,
mm-hmm.
Archaeology, a scientist, where he eat up the lions and says to the lions, you're not good enough. Said to Pundita Boy, you're not good enough. And the man who sent the rings to the gang, not good enough. Mm-hmm. And the man who blessed the rings for gang, he's not good enough because he was unblessed. And he also was an Arab. Arab. Arab means come to rob. And who don't come to rob, come to grab. And who don't want to grab, they want to stab. And Arab love to stab. And Arab love to rob. And Arab love to guard. But I'm not an Allah. I'm against Allah. Allah totally wrong. Allah is a Yala. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Allah,
yes.
Allah in the Yala and turn him, the color behind him back and say he's a parson.
Mm-hmm.
Fire!
come down from heaven and burn up Allah and tell Allah into ashes and dust. And bless Abba. Bless Abba. And bless Abba Kadabra with the flame of fire.
Uh-huh.
God is shining and the weather is nice. Then you want to do it and do it twice. To the rescue, here I am. Want you to know that I'm the one from Jam Jam. Are you a doctor? I'm the actor. You to drive a tractor in the grill. To the rescue, here I am. Want you to know that I'm not a Obia man. I'm over man and over Obia man.
And Lee, the gong music, I mean, we know that you tell us some of the music that you have written, because a lot of people...
Jah Live. Black Man Redemption.
Wow.
It's so much that we were trying to put them out of my mind, but they're not programmed anymore. We did have a copy of everything and bring it to Switzerland to call back the judgment. But I got a guy who gets red eyes, he's on key for them. Jolly Black Man Redemption. Sun is shining, me and him write. Kaya, me and him write in my mother's house in Hanover, in Jamaica, in Saxon. Kaya, Rick Van Turn Me Loose. Sun is shining, we write together. Holy.
Curly Locks?
Well, he never had anything to do with Curly Locks.
Wow.
After breaking away, we start with Claire and Nalaway and make different type of music. And then things never happen the way it happened for him anymore. So him go hide in Miami, something like that. And been threatened to lose him foot, something like that. So me decide and say, well, we're going to find a way to receive the foot. As well make punk reggae party. So honestly, truthfully, we didn't make a punk reggae party for him specially. As a blessed gift. So it worked, and I am glad it worked. And there was no other Dread was there. Dread was there maybe from the third world, where we tried to make it to it, and it could not work.
Wow, wow. But tell me something, Scratch. Is your name on copywritten on these songs?
No, they make over on, some of them make written by a family man. And what not written by a family man, written by Bob. And I don't know who else, some other people who wasn't in the studio was writing. We don't know from whence they came anyhow. So that's why the judgment happened. The judgment happened. The judgment hatched out of an egg, sea egg.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And see the truth and say, well, look here. My father drives his I know why we have my hand. Everything has sword. I was a fuck. I think he's not a fuck, yeah, man, and he's a jam of brain.
Wow.
So he not him write them. Somebody else write them, and some of the people who write them have no job anymore. Wow. Like family man out of job.
Talk about a little, because, all right, let me just run down some of this and what I say.
Anymore.
Mm-hmm. What about Duppy Conqueror, Small Axe?
Yeah, those two.
What? You've written a hell of a lot of these songs.
Family Man, the paper and Duppy Conqueror and Small Axe too. And Man to Man is one just. And him and Carly was the one who write the Man to Man and Carly. Well, after the judgment come, it's written by them. We never know where them write that. And then we never even hear see where them write it neither. So that's how everything mash up. And then they would try to sell out reggae to Motown,
mm-hmm.
and a Universal Record. Mm-hmm. And keep, want to kill reggae, then say, I make sure that me not have no money. They come more than free, me say, me have all the money. And let me rip them off and rob them.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell, eh?
Mm-hmm. Now, talk to me about Family Man, because, I mean...
He was my best friend.
Mm.
But... Man to man is so unjust, you don't know who to trust.
Okay.
We'll eat and drink with you and behind them susupayo. I don't know your good friend, know your secret, and him can reveal it. So he didn't want to be the upsetter in the real house. Then I didn't want to be too upset of the world, no. So, warm to him, a God did to him. Greed.
Greed.
Greedy man. And she named for a man, the greedy man.
All right, let the judgment continue. Let the judgment continue.
Hi,
folks, we're listening to the man himself, the king, the dove king, the master himself, Mr. Scratch Perry, live out of Switzerland in our virtual studio. I want to say big up to all of you joining in us and all of the network connected on the line just now. I want to say big love to Media 25th Media. Oh, Lord, I have to go to my list. Please forgive me. But I'm going to go to my list again and so I can better represent you guys. What is a big love to Mr. Rula Brown. Of course, the show is brought to you by www.palaceone.org, www.palaceone.org. Let me segue a little bit. Scratch, we need to get a scholarship in a Scratch Lee Perina name. You know, we need to get a scholarship to really motivate them kids in Jamaica.
Well, we have to build up a jungle.
A jungle.
And then the teachers will be the trees, the plants, the flowers and the roses, and the roots will be over here.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put it, the tree root for our locks. We use the tree root for our locks. Use the trees for our teacher to teach the children not to cut down tree, not to cut off tree root, not to burn tree, but you can burn dry wood but not green wood.
Yeah. We wait. I know that Chinna wants to call in. You know, Chinna, please call in because you know that this is going to complete the historic moment. I would love for you to call in. Continuing the judgment a little bit more, Lee.
The judgment involved with what you eat.
Uh-huh.
Eat special thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was also addicted to meat. But when I discover later what the meat I eat is was dead. So I come wake up and say, well, if I am alive, why should I eat dead things?
True.
Become what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
As the Spirit said. Why should I eat dead meat? And the Spirit said to me, man become what they eat. So I said, I want to be careful and careful of what I eat. And stop eating dead pork, stop eating dead meat, stop eating cow foot, stop eating dead liver, and stop eating dead chicken, and stop eating dead chicken back. Stop eating dead chicken legs and become like God.
Mm-hmm.
God wouldn't do that. So why should I do what God shouldn't do? And I start to learn Kabbalah.
Okay.
Kabbalah. Do like God. Kabbalah, Kabbalah. Only do what God would do. Kabbalah, Kabbalah. Don't do what God would not do. Kabbalah, Kabbalah. God is perfect. Kabbalah, Kabbalah. God is perfect. Kabbalah, Kabbalah. God is perfect. God don't make mistake. God only eat, what? And God only eat beef steak.
Him don't eat beef steak either.
No mistake. I don't eat no beef steak. You don't eat no pork and no play poker.
You don't play poker.
You don't encourage no joker because I did not come from La Boca. And God is not a joker. God is a soaker. And who God soak will soak. And who God choke will choke. And then tongue long out and hang out like a dog. You say dog tongue long out. I got to choke your dog, you know. The guy why I gotta choke the dog, cause the dog have germs. Dogs have germ permanently. So you gotta choke the dog, so the dog have like a rotting tongue. I mean, you know. That's the Allah, you know.
Allah.
The dog. Gotta choke the dog. That care gonna riot.
Oh, okay.
They want to know yard. No.
Not
care them bad.
Not care them bad.
Take care of my bodyguard. Germs, be my bodyguard. Never.
Mr. Rula Brown said, Granny, Mr. Rula Brown, bring him Granny to the show. And Granny has said, boy, tell Scratch, you know, member, please say hello to us. So may I beg you to say hello to Rula Brown, Granny, for me, please.
What's your name?
She just named Granny.
Granny?
Yes.
May God make your legs look stronger, Granny. And may God make your hand look stronger, Granny. And may God make your leg stop shake unless you're shaking a leg like you dance the reggae. And may God make you stop nervous, Granny, and reincarnate you to come again as a young, loving, lovely little cherry girl.
Granny,
Granny.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sure Granny feels good enough. We'll tell you, your prayers work well because I'm just telling me, say, boy, Granny, get up and do some things. Well, I've seen she do before. So thank you so much for that.
Well, I saw me, I say, God alive.
God alive, man.
God is alive. God made the sick, heal the sick, and God raise the dead, and God made the sad happy, happy. And happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Granny. Happy birthday to you. How old are you now, Granny? How old are you now, Granny? How old are you now, Granny? Happy birthday to you.
Wonderful. Lee, there's another lady who have a group. Hey, there's a Granny competition going on between Miss Winsome Benjamin. She's a big time singer, and Mr. Ruler Brown. So
yeah.
You bless up Ruler Brown, Granny. So you gotta have a bless up Miss Benjamin, Granny. I'll do. Miss Benjamin, Granny is a uptown Granny. She's a uptown Granny.
Happy birthday to you, Uptown Granny. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Benjamin. And happy birthday to your dear Granny. And I love you. And I love you. And you love me. Together we should be in unity. In my community. In my community. Become my unity. In my community. Mr. Brown and Granny, good day. God bless you and God love you.
Oh, I'm telling you, you're making the people them happy, no man. As you said, this is the happiest party. So thank you so much. You stick.
As my duty to make the dead come back to life.
Yes, sir.
My duty to make the sick get up and shake a leg. And shake a leg and shake their head and say, God bless you, Mr. Perry, Perry, Perry. I know you pick a cherry, cherry, cherry to make us merry, merry, merry. So God bless you, Mary, and God bless you, Dr. Eve.
Oh, you're wonderful. You're wonderful, King.
You're
wonderful, King.
Kiss you and run my fingers through your hair. And whisper sweet words of knowledge and wisdom in your ears.
Happy birthday, Dr. Eve. Happy birthday, Dr. Eve. This is Dr. Steve. To you, Dr. Eve.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yes, I am. I am Lee. I am.
Hello, Dr. Lee. Are you okay?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my darling, you are so wonderful. You have chosen a very good radio station to let the people hear about the new salvation. The Negus is back.
Wow. Hey, listen, but Lee, you have been a big-time DJ. You need to get a show on Caribbean Radio Show in our weekly show.
And say, this is Lee Chris Perry, bigger than Charlie Bob. Cock, cock, cock. He's so hot, 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 hot. He's so hot, hot, hot. Why is he so hot? He said, because I'm pipe. Cock, 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 cock. Jack's son and the blazing sun, sun, sun.
I know, yeah. But that's the name of your name, Pipecock Jackson. That's like your big, big stage name there.
That is where me take and get rid of Coxon.
Oh, okay.
Jackson. He said, where are you coming is Jackson? I said, okay, I'm Roxon also. Are you a Coxon? I'm Roxon. I tell you, drop flame of fire. I burned him two legs and paralyzed him. I couldn't move anymore.
I want to say, Miss Benjamin, say, you're getting a big up from Daddy Uri, you know? Big up, Daddy Uri, big up.
I know you're still the best. I listen to only a quarter all day, Daddy Uri. You are the best DJ ever happened. Remember that Tubbies was a rat,
I hear you.
Ratting nothing. Hello, Uri, I love you.
Yeah.
I listen to you. I know they play you wrong game, but we always win in the end. We ain't got no end.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. Yes, indeed, yes, indeed. The big man, of course, the master of the dove, Mr. Lassen.
Yes, the Rangers, of this Caribbean radio show, and we should have something like this all the time.
Well, the mic is yours, you know, Lee. You just have to tell me, and you know, you have your power mic right back into your hand. Definitely all the time, every time. I want to take a short break, and we're going to come back to you, Lee, and we're going to go into some more judgment, you know, because it's happiness and judgment at the same time.
Enjoy yourself, Doctor.
All right, going to come back to you in a minute.
Talking about a sweet lips of wine. Brand new single from Hula Brown on Cliff Enterprise and P-Cat Records. Available in all stores at iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, Hula Brown Network and Rhapsody. Pick up a single, Lips of Wine, I'm on the charts. Hula Brown, Lips of Wine.
Thinking how she needs.
No, you cannot afford to miss this single, Lips of Wine by Hula Brown, from his forthcoming CD, Peace and Love, 1984 to 2014. Pick up your copy today. Proceeds go towards the Palace Scholarship Program, Lips of Wine and Hula Brown. Check it out.
Mr. Ruler Brown, www.rulerbrown.com, www.rulerbrown, PALS1.org. That's www.PALS1.org. The music you just heard, the little expert of the music you just heard by Mr. Ruler Brown, part proceeds going to the scholarship fund. Those of you who are out there, please, www.PALS1.org. You just go to the page, look at those wonderful kids, and you will know what to do next. This show is brought to you by Palace1.org. That's www.PALACE1.org, where we are preserving your mind for posterity. let's go back into a little bit more judgment here now, Lee. Let's go, Mr. Whitewell. Mr. Whitewell.
Whitewell.
Okay, talk about relationship with him.
It was good. He's a good man when he wants to be good. When he wants to be good, you can't find anybody better than him. But he be good for a reason. He's a good hunter. Mr. Huntwell, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm listening to you.
He's a very good hunter.
He's a hunter?
Yes, and he used the best bait. He don't debate. He used good bait. Put his sheep in a good bed. He make good, have good bed. Everywhere he have the best bed. Mm-hmm. And in the proud, he will make any artist who loves sleep in his bed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing in that him have that is too good to give you. He will give you a good present.
Mm-hmm.
His heart is very clean, but I don't know how the mind still. Never the heart and the mind are two different things.
Okay.
And I never try to sell soul, but I don't know if he buys soul neither. But he's not scornful. He will make you sleep in his bed, make you sit around his table and eat the best of food And you make your drink a little chicken blood if you love to drink chicken blood.
Wow. So he is a
man, yes. I love him.
You love him?
Definitely.
What you love? The chicken blood or what?
The real love. I know I admire him. He was here to do a job. And he's, whoever he's working for, someone is he's working for somebody. And whoever he's working for, very pleased with him. And I am also happy with him that he was so much of us. He knows how to catch. He's a good hunter. It was him that sent Bob Marley to me in London when we write Punk Reggae Party for Bob Marley. It's him sent Bob Marley to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was his idea. He's a very good producer, too.
He's a good producer. But tell me, but I don't understand. You were supposed to be producing Bob Marley and being management in Bob Marley. But how comes Mr. Blackwell end up being producer there?
Because his name is spelled with a spell. Check out the name who write. You can't give him the name. What's behind it?
Mm-hmm.
You're working for the man who know that him white and call him black. Maybe you do it for a favor, either for money or for black magic or for cash. Because it's clear to see that he's a white, well, he's not a black, well. But then I could say, man, you're really a great actor, and I love you. I cannot hate you. Even though you know you're white, you still come as black, well. Well, believe you me, you did it.
You did a good job.
So, who sent him was the man who did the black magic. Yeah, all you have to do, pretend that you are black, even though you know that you are white. Mr. White, you have done a very good job, and I should love him and respect him for that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, if a man comes to do a job, whatever his job is, and him do it.
But he see that he's white, and the man who sent him say, must call him say, white, black, well. And him do it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't hear him.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely.
Give him clap.
I'm
not going to give him to side clap, neither, you know. We're not going to chop him, neither. What does a good job? Oh, you're a great pretender.
But
you love me. Then the more you turn your back on me, I love you, dear Mr. Blackwell. Do you love me like I love you?
Scratch. I mean, we asked you about everybody else, and why you have so much joy around this particular person?
I am that I am.
Okay, sir.
Rob me. Nobody can use me. They use themselves. I make people rob themselves. I make people use themselves. I make people fool themselves so that I can be happy to laugh.
Wow, I will remember that. And so everybody else who think they will laugh, but you have the last laugh.
That's all right, the song to Bob Marley too.
Wow.
Laugh, loss.
Laugh, mm-hmm. I hear you, my brother.
Sharpen to cut you down.
Sharpen to cut you down, small axe. Hey, want to go to the phone line. Want to go to the phone line, Scratch, and bring in some folks here. 707, good evening and welcome into the Caribbean Radio Show. We have the master, the dub master himself, Mr. Lee Scratchberry online, live from a place called Switzerland. Bless up and roofing yourself here.
Live
yes, on I just want to say good afternoon and good evening to all the listeners and all the persons in the chat room. Blessed love to you, Mr. Scratchberry. This is Ruler Brown from the Caribbean Radio Show. How are you doing, sir?
Well, fine. I'm a blessed pleasure of meeting you in the Caribbean. I'm over there in the Caribbean, and I'll be coming with rain, love, lightning yonder hills from brimstone and fire to bless you down there in the Caribbean Sea.
let me say this. I'm enjoying this this chit-chat immensely, a lot of information. And I have a couple of questions because I hear the humor in you, the sense of humor, your personality. Now, back in the days when you were working with the likes of the Bob Marley and the Bunny Wailers, were you like that? Were you that jovial and really happy to create the vibes in the studio like you are now? And the second question I have, of all the hits that you've produced and engineered, what would you say is the biggest one in your memory and the one that you cherish as far as long as you can?
I say to give thanks to God for giving me the power to control hypocrites and parasites, and don't sorry that I did do it. I was enjoying it being an engineer. I was enjoying it being a teacher. I was enjoying it being copying Jesus. I was enjoying doing it copying God, because the only one I can copy must be original.
Mm-hmm.
So I
Absolutely.
Love it.
Go ahead.
I love to copy only original. And I love water. And I could not do it without water.
Mm-hmm.
I love to pee. I have a Pisces. And I love to DD. So I can do, mix the song like I hear the rain is coming. And in mind that I'm a pee that the rain is coming on.
Ah.
So when they want to hear the bass, they go outside and go poop and poop. Forgive me, people who don't poop. And that's the same one to the bass player. Play that. Right.
That's not like a tough poo poo there.
It's come out of nature.
Of course.
It's come out of nature. There's no bad words.
Absolutely.
Right.
Depend on how you use the word. Poo.
Well, the
toilet knows it, so when I find it. Poo. Like Parks used to be my best man before he leave me and go somewhere else. And when he turned to poo, when he played the bass, poo, 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 was the best thing to poo in. I have fun with my musicians, and they all love me. And some people think they ripped them off, but I was teaching them. I didn't rip them off, and they wouldn't pay me for the teaching. And for they didn't give no money for scholarship, and they get it free.
Well, let me say this. Just hearing you, and as a musician myself, and being in the studio when you're going to produce a song, it's always such a vibrant thing to have someone like yourself in the studio to create the vibes amongst the musicians to bring out that end product that will really reflect in the vibes in the studios. And clearly, just being in the studios here, even though it's a virtual studio here in Switzerland, Dr. Ev is in Virginia, just hearing you now and the energy in the chat room, I just want to say thank you so much for sharing these very soft and great moments with us. I just want to big up Miss Winter Benjamin and the entire network of radio stations that are streaming you right now. I think there's 10 stations that are streaming in. Again, I want to thank you so much for expressing your time with us, all right?
I'm okay. I am thanking you for listening to me. I am the open door. And there is no door I cannot open. The door cannot open is a dead door. So I will say, dead door, rise, and I give you the power to rise. And let's shine. Thank you very much, Mr. Brown.
Thank you, sir. Blessed love. All right. Well, that's a great show. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Ruler. That is Mr. Ruler Brown, the heartbeat of Paris.
You're a very lovely man.
Yes, sir.
I'm happy to meet you in the spirit. and I will meeting you in the flesh in the other time. Mr. Willie Brown, have a good time.
Oh, wow. Hey, you have to set him up some good jingle for him show there in a scratch. Link up something for Mr. Brown. He's really a good soul there. Hey, I want to also say big love to all of the network tuning in. Mr. Ruler Brown Network, as you just say, Ruler Brown Network, 25th Century Media, Reggae Nostalgia, Drive Time, Rock the Box. I always say something else. Rock the Box. Big up, Mr. Rock the Box.
Big him up.
Yes, Rock the Box, pick up the cell. Flavor Radio, One Harmony Radio, Ustream MTV, RBN, TuneIn, and Paramount. I want to say big you up and big thanks for this, joining into this festive occasion, the Happiness Party, Judgment, and also Laughter and Fun. It is momentous occasion. This, Scratch, you know what came to me today?
Yeah.
We're going to be launching, I'm going to get together with some great people like Mr. Ruler Brown for us to launch the Scratch Awards.
Love is the power.
The Scratch Awards, the annual Scratch Award. Yes, we want to, I just came to my mind a couple of days ago when I'm vibrating and getting my waters. I have to learn how to get the other one, you know, to get a little bit more power. But I'm under the waters for the time being, the real fresh river water, we are talking.
Okay, yeah, that me talk about too.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, and so
the living water.
The living water.
Yeah.
To honor your great work, right, I want to start a Scratch Award where we look at some of the ideals that you would like, and we make an annual award of some of the great people that are continuing the great tradition that you have laid down so solidly.
Then you have to point out to people your reason for those seven letters. Scratch, meaning to scratch the earth, plant your seed, and it will grow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, that sounds good. Scratch the earth, plant a seed, it will grow.
Yes. And in that sense, the Scratch Award on this day, very good auspicious number, 7. And for the 77-year-old, we have launched the Scratch Award, which would be an annual award, which would be officiated by yourself, Mr. Lee Scratch Perry.
Double seven.
Yeah. So...
77,000 here and still young and strong.
Oh, boy. Talk about young and strong and all of those good things. We know that you're an artist, you know, you're a producer, writer, DJ, just about everything encapsulated. And you have some regalia, a lot of mirrors. Why the mirrors and those beautiful, vibrant colors?
Well, the mirror means reflection.
Okay.
Well, the vampire cannot carry reflection. Because they don't see themselves, something might go wrong. Neither the manpire, the womanpire, and the vampire don't carry a mirror. But I carry a mirror because I was in the mirror, and I'm the man in the mirror, and Michael Jackson was singing about.
Oh, in the mirror.
Yes, son?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I look come out of the mirror and try to show myself.
Wow. I want to say Mr. Clifton Edwards over by 25th Century Media wants to send out some big, heavy, big ups to you. So we'll have to make sure so you hear that, Lee.
That sounds good.
Yes, I remember a wonderful, beautiful lady over there to name Miss Winsome Benjamin. You know, a pretty lady, you know, she needs some loving up too.
Pretty lady, I am about to make a change. My wife will be going back to heaven, and I'll be on earth lonely. So if you're a pretty girl, you come and see me. I will be lonely soon. my wife will be flying back to heaven. And I'll be lonely on this planet Earth, free, single, not engaged. A free single, not engaged, and I'm ageless. I have no age. I feel no pain. I feel no strain. I've got no stress. I'm stressless.
Oh. Yes, boy. I'm telling you.
I'm anti-stress.
Anti-stress.
Anti-distress.
Talk to me. You have any... Because I look at you, boy, and I say, really, what you're saying is true. I look at you, no wrinkle, no stress, no nothing, and it's just relaxing
right. In
all of that. Any special formula? Because I know most men in Jamaica, especially like Sunday, they have a special thing where they mix up. Any little special thing that keep you so fresh and stressless?
Because I didn't choose the morning.
Okay.
Me choose the water of life.
Okay.
And because the water of life, to the water of life, everything is present and perfect. And my birth sign, I'm a Piscean.
Good. Hey, Scratch, I want to go to pick up a call from Jamaica here. 876, good evening, and welcome to the Lee Scratch Perry occasion.
What?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Welcome in.
Blessed love, daddy.
One love.
Who's
blessed
it?
Love, my papa. Blessed love, Dr. F.
Blessed
love. More love.
Yeah, man. Papa, Lee, I have more smoke, you know. I have more smoke. Benjamin, I hear you up, you know, my daddy.
Well, me, I hear you now. You want to hear me? We have to make a change in this life. And, we have one lung, who decides to take care of the lungs, the over smoke and the over deep. They have been welcome to paradise.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
Daddy.
Yeah.
I love you, Daddy. I know you're going to tell me that again, now, Daddy. I know you're going to tell me that. I want to give you a see you, Papa. And trust me, the teachings I'm going to get from your Papa, it motivate me and it mold me to be a better person and to live more stronger and to accept righteousness. Because I'm going to tell you this, just as I tell the world the other day, and Dr. F and the world again, you is not a simple person, Papa Lee Scratch Perry. You is somebody who is sent special by the Almighty. You are a music genius, you are a music professor, you are a music doctor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No blessing. No sin.
Yes,
sin,
my papa.
No bless.
Wow.
No bless. I will relieve you of your sin. And bless
cool,
you.
Man, for real, papa. My need to see you, man. My need to see you. I want to see you, man. See you, daddy. I'm not telling you, you're like a fountain that just drip the purest water, you know. And trust me, Dada, I'm going to tell you, say, believe me, Dada, I live and I eat and I sleep and I walk and I talk every single bit of your teaching, Papa.
Your vision is pure. Then you reach very far. And you can't be turned back now. You gotta let you through, and they never can hold you, neither they can control you. Live up!
Rastafari, daddy!
Forever.
Blessing. Thank you so much, Frank. I know you get your instruction, and go after it.
For real. And only for respect to Dr. Evan, to you again, Papa. I want some big respect to all Junkyard family, Papa, with the purpose to be, you know, faithful. The whole Junkyard family, you know what I mean? I say, we love you, Papa. And may I tell you, Papa, may you live 1,000 more years to keep the manner of reggae music and Jamaican people's spirit alive.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, Smoke.
Thank you very much.
Bless and love, Nadia, mommy.
Thank you. That was a big man, Mr. Smoke. Another great artist, you know, very great artist of the jungle. Right here in Otareas. Let us go to the phone. 323, good evening and welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, the dub master.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, good night, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Sultan Ali from Los Angeles, kind of big up the man, Mr. Scratch Lee Perry. Much love, much respect. I'm your family universe and our earthing family. Love you so much and everything. Keep up the good work. Sultan Ali from Jamaica. See you in Washington Gardens. Danny, Scratch Wagwan.
Oh, heavy love, man. Heavy love.
Danny Buster, you hear me? Long time. From Washington Garden, Blackhawk Studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was good to see you at the Bob Marley Festival, you and your wife. I took some pictures. Beautiful. You see? So may God bless you and keep you going, because your foundation, enough respect, enough honor to our universal family, of course, to our earthling family. And thank you, Dr. F, having a man like that on the program. Well-deserved, well-respected.
Why you give, you get.
I remember, Scratch, I remember at the studio when you recorded some old man called Judge Dredd. Remember that song?
Yeah.
I was a little boy in the studio when you was recording that.
Judge Dredd,
and I saw a genius, even Johnny Cool, all them songs, I was there. At the studio, as a little boy, running up and down. And from them days, I knew you had a genius, Judge Dredd. Oh, sure? Harder.
You got it.
Yes.
Remember that?
Right. Enough love.
Judge Dredd, man. Much love.
What the judgment is?
All right, that's what I'm calling you now, because I talk about judgment, and I remember the little boy walking up in the studio, and he was talking about, and he said, hush up, harder. And I remember that song. I was in the studio that day, where he was recording it to my father. That was a beautiful memory.
My name was Emmanuel Zaki Palm.
All right, Scratch. Your foundation.
Zaki.
Give them the history, Scratch. Zachariah Zaki Palm.
Yeah.
And judge, grab and flee.
Boy, you was really dear. You was really dear.
I cherish those memories. I was a little boy in short pants those days, and I was in the studio. This messing around with Carl Peterson, where your guy was recording that. So just cherish memories, the honor. You know, yeah? Much love and much respect to our universal family, for our earthling family, and it was beautiful to see at Long Beach Arena that day in the hotel with your wife and everything. It was a beautiful thing. I went to your house in Jamaica. We was all close up in Cardiff Crescent, but I'm happy to hear from you, brother, man. May God bless and keep you. Seeing Sultan
you
Ali.
Too.
Thank you. That is Mr. Prince Buster's son, Mr. Sultan Ali, out of California. Bless up yourself. Thank you so much. I'm going to go to Jamaica again, 876. Good evening and welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, welcome in. Good evening. Welcome
in. Yes, please. I'm calling from Jamaica. I would like to speak to Mr. Perry, if it's okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Who is this?
Jeep man.
Jeep. All right, go ahead, Jeep.
Yes. Hey, what's up?
Jeep.
Yes, Jeep.
How do you hang it?
What rain? That's a rain. What's up? Everything is good.
Is it?
Yes. Yes, my sir.
Jeep.
Yeah, Jeep.
Jeep.
Deep.
Well, Miranda was here before reggae.
Yes, that when she came before reggae.
Right now. Right?
Yes, my sir.
So beep, jeep, peep. Miranda was here before reggae.
Yes, my sir. Yeah, before reggae.
Yes.
Yes.
Miranda, chin up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We was white China, but we get cut off. So I'm just calling you. China, we was listening to my China, man. It's a great show.
My China.
Yeah, no, I leave up my China for the computer breakdown.
Oh.
So,
energy
yes,
too much.
But, yeah, but you see a lot of it, man. It's great, Meister. You know? Yes, Meister. You know?
Say hello.
Everything is good. Yes?
Say hello to Papa Son for me.
Yes, I spoke to him today, too. So I'll tell him. Yeah, man. I'm going to pick him up, man.
One love here.
Yes, I still like my show. One love. Great.
I want to send a special greeting to our Prime Minister.
Yes, I share that opinion.
Special
yes.
Greeting
also
because
do I.
Took into a part of my award and this suggested
yes.
for me to have a truth that never. She can see the truth. So
yes. Yes.
Simpson.
Yes. She's trying. Okay.
Special love, Simpson. A special love to the governor of Jamaica. And we are coming to Jamaica, a paradise. And we need some cooperation from the government to create a new Jamaica.
Yes. And we are allowed to put our hands in on.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Maestro. One love. Love me, Rastafari.
All the time.
Yes, I. Yes.
Rastafari, love and no locks.
Yes.
But,
it's like the same stone that is art, man.
I'm wearing an anarchy cap.
Yes.
And my locks is in my bathroom still. My bathroom is
yes.
closed. I shall leave my locks. My locks are in the box.
Yes, yes.
If I did not love locks.
When they come to get you, you give them your locks. Yes, man.
Locks is in my bathroom.
Yes, my sir. One love.
So deep.
Yes, it's nice to... Hello?
You live up by Chino? You live by Chino already?
Yes, I live by Chino. I'm home now. We was all there taking in the show, and it's a great show. I enjoy it to the fullness, you know?
Blessings.
And feelings, yes. You're doing a great work. One love.
Thank you, Jeep. Blessings.
Yes. My respect, you know, every time.
All
one right. love. Yes.
You.
All right, my show. Yes, my show.
One
love. Long live. Yes. Jah live, you know.
We
yeah, man.
I saw it go.
I man. Yes, sir. Jah! Rastafari. Love you, skipper. Yeah, man.
Thanks. That was Chinamandi. I mean, Jeep there, coming out of Chinna's hometown there. Another big, big supporter here, certainly of the Maestro himself, as he does call him affectionately. Well, let me take another little break, and we're going to come back, come forward, and just chat a little bit more with the great Mr. Scratch.
Talking about a sweet lips of wine. Brand new single from Hula Brown on Cliffs Enterprise and B-Cat Records. Available in all stores at iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon.com, Hula Brown Network and Rhapsody. Pick up a single, Lips of Wine, on the charts. Hula Brown, Lips of Wine. You cannot afford to miss this single, Lips of Wine by Hula Brown, from his forthcoming CD, Peace and Love, 1984 to 2014. Pick up your copy today. Proceeds go towards the Palace Scholarship Program, Lips of Wine and Hula Brown. Check it out.
Mr. Willie Brown, www.palas1.org. Folks, I'm making an appeal to you right now, right where you are. Please, in honor of this show and in honor of this moment, if you guys could pick up a copy of this record, it's on iTunes, it's a 99 cent. Part proceeds, a big part of this, is going to be going towards the Palace Scholarship. just one song. I mean, this is a song that you could send for your iTunes, your iPod, your iSomething. I don't know these smart things' name because I don't have anything that's smart. I'm natural. So if you could pick up a song in honor of this occasion, or go to the website www.palas and make a donation for this occasion, this momentous occasion, mark this occasion by making a donation to the Palace website for one of the 100 scholarships that we're about to get. We have 60 people that we have obligation to give scholarship already. And we want to add another 40. This year we had over 140 students who applied for the scholarship. We were only able to give 60 because we did not have enough funds. Let us not disappoint our kids. We're not talking about host payment here. We're talking about $10, $1, $2. With everybody coming together, and this is what this show is all about, the ultimate happiness show. With happiness, we have to take care of each other. In taking care of each other, there must be a unity amongst us, and this is why you're all here. The Happiness Show, we have the honor of speaking to one of the greatest musicians that ever walked into the parts of Jamaica. Now, Switzerland has him, at least for a little bit until December. Please, in honor of this occasion, please go to the website www.palas1.org. And people says, hey, I don't think I have enough money. We're talking about $1, $2, $5, $10. That's a lot when you have love given with it. All right? Maestro, forward to you once more. One of the things that we will be following closely is your community that your wife so eloquently stated, the community that you're trying to build. This is what, when we talk about growing up in other country, walking barefoot, I mean, you go next door, you get a drink of water, you anchor for your little food. I mean, the whole communion living, this is what kept us together and keep that somebody coming from country to bring that energy, that love, that survival skill. That's part of what love and what the country, people in the country does. And I'm so happy that you are coming forward and creating this community again. A more sophisticated one, definitely, because a lot of things will change. Maybe we don't have to go out in the pit latrine to poo-poo. And poo-poo.
You learn fast.
Hey, when you're around great minds, you know, you have to pick up quick. You have to pick up quick. So I'm really, really happy. We'll be watching closely whatever possible help that we can do to expose this community. Definitely, we are here waiting and ready to put our shoulders to the wheel to help this make it a success that it will be. I want to say a big love to all of the station that joined us once more. I want to say thank you so much. We want to say big up to Century Media, 25th Century Media Network, Ruler Brown Network, Reggae Nostalgia, Drive Time, Rock the Box, The Flavor Radio, One Harmony Radio, Stream MTV, RBN TuneIn Radio, that's Ruler Brown Network on TuneIn Radio, and Powerment. I want to thank you so, so much for honoring this occasion and honoring this great man, because when you talk about honoring, I think when we honor our own people, that's the honor. My palms are together this moment, always will be, for the great work that Lee Scratch Perry has led the foundation for us. I mean, awesome, awesome, awesome. And I want you to know this moment that we do appreciate love. The reason why a lot of us are here is because of the great music that inspires us and gave us the power and the resolve that we can do some of the things that we're doing. Lee, I want to thank you so, so much. Thank you with my palms together. And I know you have a lot of folks that maybe you want to say some hello and highs and all of those good things too. So anything special you want to say to anybody in particular?
Well, what I want to say to the people who believe in God, we are saved by the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Then the blood is a living being, and the blood is the Anunnaki. Because we could not live without the blood or Anunnaki, so the blood prevailed. And God bless all the people who love God and love God bless. God blood will always save those people who love God.
And you wish that only godly people come to your community.
I wish people, only the best people, to want to join our new community, which involves 100% with one God.
Yes.
His name, one God, one aim, one destiny, and that's a word from Marcus Garvey, who said, with confidence, you win before you start. Without no confidence, you lose before you start. And I believe there are many God, but it's one God. And I believe there are many aims, but it's one aim. And I believe there are many destinies, but it's only one destiny. So God bless you all. Who that believe in Marcus Garvey, word one God, one name, one destiny. I saw it go, and it couldn't go no other way. God bless. Thank you.
Blessed, 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 blessed. You know, I didn't get a chance to play any of the great music of Lee Scratch Perry, and I'm going to try and get a few of them in right now. Go out. We have The Art of a Dragon, one big, big song. Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, the maestro himself, the dub master.
This is Kung Fu and Wang Jalo. Enter the heart of the dragon.
Yeah. Those are the dragons. Dragon.
Yes, So Mr. Lee Scratchberry, the master himself, the man of the beats, the man of the dub, here he goes. And this one, it's the Heart of the Dragon. This is one of your signature pieces where you talk about sound and mixing sound and blending sound and appreciating, appreciating loving sound.
Well, the Ark Man, the Arky, with the Archemist, as the word said, God will go before I, Yoel is on, Michael is on my right, Yoel is in my left hand, and God is behind me. Poo, poo, poo.
Poo, poo, poo.
Poo, poo, poo. God is behind me. Poo, poo, poo. If you know what I mean, that's miracles and magic and logic. God is behind me with poo, 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 poo. Poo, poo, poo.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
I like that one, man. I like that one. I want to take another big, big one. I know we're getting some requests here, but I've been just chatting away because, you know, a lot of folks want to hear some of exactly what you have to say. But
happy time.
I get a special request for this one here, Scratch. This one here, the first cut on this one, the original cut on this special one here. I know you're going to hear it. A signature piece of the great maestro himself, Mr. Lee Scratchberry. Hey, tell me a little bit about this piece of music here. 1980, around about there, the big, when Lee Scratchberry, the upsetter, when the creator was in the rooms and creating these sounds. Tell me a little bit about this one.
Me?
Yeah, this sound here.
Well, there are another version of it that didn't come out.
Okay.
The pastor, the real, I'm not being rude to the police.
Oh.
But the police are the real thief on the street. So they chase you off the street that they came, you know what I mean? Rob who to rob and charge who to charge. Liquor behind the pocket, I go to jail. You understand? Hustle tourists. The police hustle tourists. Otherwise, them let the tourists them hardly won't come to Negril anymore. So you see what I mean? Police are thief on the street, and I go and let them on the thief. The police make a lot of tourists that coming back to Jamaica, cause they running and arrest them for smoking ganja.
Yes, yes.
It's terrible.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's going on in Jamaica? Why people so hungry and can't get their own money because of the police?
Mm-hmm.
They're thief on the street. We didn't go on an ammunition.
Do you have any tours coming up? I know you're very busy going out. Any particular tour you have coming up shortly anywhere?
In March in England.
In March in England.
Okay.
England always be my bodyguard and my back in reggae music.
Okay, okay. So in March you're over in England, and in Jamaica, you're going to be in Jamaica sometime soon?
Well, depend on how they treat it.
Okay, okay.
Definitely, like, we can do it free, right? Then if you give me a notice, then do it free, then they do it for little change.
Okay, okay, okay.
I give all of this, and now it's time people give me back some of what I give. Right. You're not being greedy. But I don't really have anything out of it much more than what my wife have is not mine, because she did have what she supposed to have before me.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried her best with me because she was trying to save in me from users as well.
Okay. Well, bless up, Miss Mary.
Give me some money for my wife to get back some money to feel good for all the time. She spent all her money on me.
You have to give her back some feed and money.
She loves me more than money. If you're not in the bed, she can't sleep. You tremble. Full set.
I hear you. I want to say a big love and bless up to Shuntai, ShuntaiMusic.com, another big, big, wonderful human being helping out those in Jamaica, giving to about 10 people now some assistance in Jamaica from his music. Bless up yourself, ShuntaiMusic.com, always. Hey, Scratch, Amon, and your lovely wife, thank you so much for really giving us this grandiose opportunity. All the networks out there, want to thank you so much for tuning in and really creating history. This is definitely history. Rula Brown Network, 20th Century Media, Reggae Nostalgia, Drive Time, Drive Time Radio, Rockler Box, Flavor Radio, The Flavor Radio, One Harmony Radio, Ustream MTV, Rula Brown Network, Tune In, and Paramount. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. This just really gives me the chill. We certainly want to get together somehow to start the Scratch Award, the annual award, where the man himself would appreciate. We really want to get back you into the music as much as we can, allure you somehow to continue to pass on this legacy. So there's another and several other Lee Scratch Perry there, but you need to really anoint them with the madness so we can have this creativity passed on, you know?
I've got to help. I only can use the madness to cure them. I don't have nothing else to cure them because I didn't sell out to Mr. Whitewell.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He tried to buy me out.
He tried to buy...
I still love him.
Wow.
And I escaped the nailing in the handprint. And I escaped the nailing in my feet this time. And found myself with a lovely wife who loved me.
Oh, wow. Blessed.
That is right.
Blessed. What is it? Blessed to your wonderful wife. Mary, thank you so much for accommodating us. And certainly, as I said before, we're there to help in whatever way we can with the new community that will be coming shortly. Want to thank you so much for allowing us this moment. Blessings and blessing and blessing. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Dr. Eve.
A blessing.
All the best to you and to everybody out there.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good morning. Good night.
Well, we are until daybreak light. We are on the satellite.
Yes.
give thanks to all the network that take part of this godly work. And may God help them and bless their network forever to follow the fisherman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Blessing all the time. Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, the maestro, the man with the beat, the rhythm, the man who has really steered Jamaican music. And so we have the legacy here to prove it. Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, in person. Thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you. Thank you and you and you and you and you. Norway, we have Costa Rica. I want to say bless up to Forest, wherever you are out there. And we have all the world listening in. Thank you so much. We're going to leave out with this great song from the man himself, Mr. Scratch Lee Perry.
What a wonderful day, what they feel. What a wonderful day.
No.
I'm a madman.
A madman?
Madman. I am a madman. Yeah.
I want to say a special hello to King Mohican the Texan. Big love to Mr. Barry Biggs.
I don't give it well.
Miss Winston Benjamin.
I am a country.
25th Century Media.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Rock the Box.
I am a madman.
Mr. Willie Brown, my hero man.
I am a madman. I am a madman. Yeah, 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 yeah. Human rights declaration throughout the universe.
Hello. Reggae Nostalgia.
Even
Runtime Radio.
Oh, you are the
Radio from Costa Rica. Dan, I want to say big you up to. Remember, this show is available on iTunes, TuneIn Radio. I mean, just in case you missed the live version. It's spread the good word. CRS Radio, the knowledge station. Want to check out Mr. Lee Perry's music on iTunes and anywhere the downloads are available? Honor the brother. Hey, pick up one of these beautiful music. Coming to Jamaica as a country. Somewhere in the country there is going to be a full community of liberty. We're going to bring you more of that as soon as it happens. Want to say bless up Mrs. Perry. Thanking you for guiding and loving and keeping this great man. We honor you. We thank you for all that you have done to guide and protect him. And nothing better than when we honor our own, recognize the greatness and the legacy that they leave for us. We carry this with honor and etched in our memories so the generation to come will pass it on. Mr. Lee Scratch Perry, etched in our minds, etched in our memories, and nobody can take away that. He's made a footprint in the music, in the pathways in Jamaica and across the world. The clouds and the moons and the suns and the breezes rejoices. The man has done his work until over yourself or chant yourself glory and give you thanks, and we're out of here until tomorrow. Mr. Willie Brown will be on tomorrow.